that was not. I will go through the discussion before we.
Now, I'm coming to the item because Top Talk is supposed to come today. Okay. Because this point has been exhausted, I'll be repeating.
Sure, okay.
Okay. So we're over on those issues. We're just issues that we seized with at the time when we're supposed to meet. Honourable members, I want Mr. Pori to just explain to us, because according to my program that I have in front of me, we are having a Boxing South Africa, we are having a drug-free and SASCOC. But I see on the notice that the Pori has given to members, he has put only two. I want to know why, because I know the third one was SASCOC. Don't take my document. That is my document. You will hide it so that I must not have a record. According to the record that I have signed with him, is the annual report hearings on the Boxing South Africa financial statement and the drug-free, and the last one down there, you can see it's SASCOC Beijing report team preparation for the 2012 London. This is a report or a program that has to go through this week for us. Now, I want to find out from Mr. Pori what went wrong. Press there.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Last week, on Monday, I was informed by the CEO of SASCOC, Mr. Tabi Reddy, that they had intended to come and brief the committee on the agenda item that Mr. Chair has already indicated on the 10th of November, and they were here in Cape Town on Monday. But they were informed by myself that that meeting has been cancelled because a letter was sent saying the 17th of November was the correct date. Hence, they are not here today. However, when I spoke further with the CEO, he informed me that on the 17th of November, the President, Mr. Gideon Sem, would not be available as he had other commitments abroad. Yes.
Committee, can you just give us the date? When was this letter sent to SASCOC?
Which letter?
Which is on the plan?
I don't have a record here, Cora, but this letter was sent long ago before we postponed the meeting because of the joint sitting of the president. The meeting was postponed with everybody, because there was a question of the joint sitting in the farewell and the accepting the other judge. Then there was another joint sitting of the 2010 progress on 2010. And then the last day, it was when the president was answering questions. So there was no way that would accommodate SASCOC. What we have done is, because this matter has been standing for a long time, that we spoke to Rugby, we had to go and request that we must meet Rugby early in the morning, as early as 9:30, because by 10:30 we were supposed to go and receive those people in the old assembly, all of us as members of force, because that program was assigned to us. We're supposed to lead that program. So you can imagine that letter was sent long ago. I'm not sure of the date, but we can provide you with the letter so that you must see the date.
No, the reason I'm asking is this information of Pori, I don't understand it now. These people were here on the 10th, and they were told that it's the 17th. Now, when did they say that Gideon Sem is not going to be available? Is there documentation to that effect, or kind? Is this a verbal thing?
That is a verbal thing, because I was informed telephonically by the CEO that you won't be here. In fact, SASCOC was having their AGM this weekend here at the ICC in Cape Town. Thank you.
Now, what should happen is that when Puri communicates with people like Saskok, must never communicate verbally with them. Must never. You can communicate with anybody verbally, but never communicate with Saskok verbally. Yes, Mut.
Just quickly check to say that I disagree with you there. Whoever that he communicates with, it must be entertained, because anyone can take advantage. It's not about Saskok. Because now he can't even defend himself right now. Because now, if I can raise an issue and say that, are we going to be held at ransom because the president is not there? What is the reason of the deputy president being there? Because there are two vice presidents, if I understand. So, you see, now I'm raising an issue, but that says now, how are we going to be held ransom by one person? But now we cannot say anything because we don't have any formal communication that came from the CEO, the self-appointed CEO, I would say. But I would like us to close this issue, Chair, and then maybe as a committee we just sit and then...
No, we must not just close it as easy as all that. We must take, because I have come with the rules for Parliament, because something is saying in the pipeline, Saskok is on defiance, and I want to show Saskok there is no any other institution in this country that is bigger than this institution. Saskok is born out of the Act of Parliament, and Saskok is subjected to accountable to Parliament. If we agree, we will send a letter to Saskok, but the next time we issue out summonses to Saskok. If he doesn't come on summonses, we issue a warrant of arrest for contempt of Parliament. That's it. And we are not going to smile with people that we're giving them a lot of money when they're supposed to account, and then they're bigger than anybody else. You're not going to allow that. And I am sure now, Puri, as we agreed now, we'll agree that you must send them a letter. As soon as we go out there, they must have a year in possession of that letter. But we will meet them even after a year when we come back from recess. They are the first project when we come back from recess. And they will explain to us, when they go abroad, are they going the entire executive committee of Saskok? There will be nobody in the top five. The vice president, the president, and the other president, and the secretary, and anybody to come and account to Parliament. But there is something that is going around, that Saskok is on defiance. And unfortunately, Saskok will going to lose this battle. Will lose this battle this month, not just ordinary. This month. Yes, Cora?
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. I think
this thing of Malema of saying, you must hit the dog, the owner will come out. We will do that, and then we'll see who's behind Saskok. We want to see who's behind Saskok. If there's anybody behind Saskok who's so powerful, we will deal with Saskok. We want to see him coming out at the back there. Yes, Cora?
Yeah. Commissioner, I just want you to make sure that Pori give you a copy of that letter today so that we know that this thing has been sent off. So that when we deal with Saskok, we know that we have also done our work properly. Then.
Donald, there was a hand up there. Okay, to Scorer, and then your last, Suga. Go for that.
Thank you, Chairperson. I concur with you, Chairperson, when you say let's make another attempt to Saskok to present its case here. But surely, Saskok people, I assume they are not stupid. They know the rules of Parliament. I assume, that's why I'm making an assumption. But I don't want to be very unfriendly to them at this level until such time we meet and get their explanation. But surely, Chairperson, in the next meeting, I would want us to be very clear on the items on the agenda for Saskok, so that the outcome of that it can take us forward and to know who is who. Because I am not very happy in the manner in which it was organized. Once you include telephonic conversation, then it takes off the integrity of this committee. So I'm saying, Chairperson, let's include the items on the agenda. But also, we must raise this matter of them not being able to attend this committee meeting. I wanted to make a slight amendment to your proposal, Chairperson, if it's possible, whether we can't meet them on the week of the 4th going forward to the draw, so that if you come here, if, even if you are few or if you are alone, but we, I thought that we are going to meet them during this time, before December, so that we rest the case with them as speedily as possible. I'm not sure whether that could happen, if persuading members and maybe your the seniors of this legislature. Thank you.
No, we must check whether they'll be back from abroad. Another technical, they'll say we are not yet back at the time. Maybe they are going to have Christmas abroad, so we will check their availability. But you see, honourable members, on the general powers of the National Assembly and the Constitution, Section 56, read together with the powers of Parliament, says, for the purpose of performing its function, the committee may, subject to constitution, legislation, and other provisions of the rules and resolutions of the National Assembly. Sermon, any person, it's A, 138A, summon any other person to appear before it, giving evidence on oath or affirmation, or to produce documents. It is not the question of SASCO calling it purely for basis of they are a confederation. SASCO is just like any citizen of this country that we can summon at any time. But we are very cordial in writing a letter to SASCO because we don't want to rock the boat. We are going to write a very good love letter to SASCO. But the second one is not going to be a very good love letter to SASCO, because we shall have given them the time. There will be no communication with Reddy, and then I'm saying to Pori, no communication, verbal communication from SASCO under all circumstances. And Comrade Tandi says, in fact, with everybody, so that tomorrow you must not be as apologetic as you are, because the program is changed from the program that you have given me. Because I'm sitting with a program that says SASCO, and I was called by SA Life and say, I pass. And say, SASCO says doesn't come. I said to them, I want to see what is this that is going to make them not to come. I don't know whether you have colluded with them that they must not come or what is the case, but I'm leaving that outside because it's completely not procedural. According to my records, SASCO was supposed to be here and they discussed with you verbally and that they must not come here. SASCO must come and dissolve us as a portfolio committee. I want to see that. And we're ready waiting for them. We're inviting them. But all the same, Pori, we are going to deal. But Suka, we're going to ask SASCO anything that we want to ask them. We're not going to have a jacket from the shop. We're going to ask SASCO any other thing that we ask from them. And some of the things are going to be very painful that we're going to ask from SASCO. Yes. Thank you very much. We're passing that one on our members. We're going to the second one, Boxing South Africa, I'm happy that you are here. But you're always here. I've not had at any time where we're sort of jostling with you by not coming to Parliament. The other thing that I was whispering with Donald Lee, that he smiled when I told him about that, is your 10-year annual report this year. Unlike all the years, the other years we do it in February, in January, after the State of the Nation and all that. So Donald Lee was saying, Chairperson, there's a great improvement. If they are able to be on time with the annual report, so it means it's urgent, it's purpose, and then there's something that you want to do out of it. So we appreciate that, Ngatan. So you must not always say all these negative things, Doctor. And then when people have done a good thing, you must say, at least they've done a good thing. This is the time for annual report. We must not handle the annual report after the State of the Nation and all that. We're handling it now. And then I think the entities for sports and recreation, Noma, at least you must convey this to DG. Entities of sports and recreation have submitted their annual report on time. We're impressed about that. But we must check the content now, after being impressed about that. We're going to the content of the annual report.
I don't know about that one.
But I'll give over to Dr. Ngatani, who is well known to all of us, and then to introduce the delegation. That other side is not a member of Boxing South Africa, it's an honorable member of the ID. You remember somebody who said he has lost his ID inside when we were starting the meeting? You are saying he has lost his ID friend, not an ID document. So he was referring to that man, it's Mr. Madoa. So over to you, Dr. Ngata.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson, and good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Firstly, I would like to thank you for the kind words you said before I started. I have with me two of my board members. I have an apology from my third board member, Mr. Sodo, who unfortunately seems to have been engaged by his department, who sent him to the Wild Coast for a sports meeting that he's coordinating. And I asked him to write a proper apology to you, Chairperson. I would not want to give it as just a verbal apology. So he did write apology, and he would have loved to participate, and he has participated in the whole process as we've been going on. Firstly, on my left, I've got Mr. Basude, who is a board member. Next to Mr. Basude, I've got Mr. Archie Jonas. And the three of us and Mr. Soto from the Board of Boxing South Africa. As you know, that we still short of members that have to be appointed by the minister to fill up the total number of the board. But as we stand, we're still well constituted, and we still form a quorum. And from the office, we've got the acting CEO, Mr. Mjia, and next to him is Mr. Telefani Kubani, who is in the finance department. Telefani Kubani. Kubani. Chairperson, I think I need to start by saying, firstly, from the start, that the audit, our annual report, in terms of the finances, the auditor general has given us a qualified report. And I would like to say this on the basis that there are reasons that have made us come to this level. Some of them you had touched on them in the last time that we were here. We've had a departure of our CEO, and we had at the time thought, and he had given us the assurance, including the sports and recreation department, that things are in order for the audit to go through. But unfortunately, it had happened that when he had left, it was only then that we found that it has not even been started to do so. By June this year, it's only when the whole process of collating this annual report and the audit came to. The second aspect that I think I need to put on record on this call is that you will find in the audit from the auditors that there were certain documentation that were not found, and I must say at this stage that I don't know how to put this one, is that when the CEO left, he wiped out everything on our computer, so we had to start from scratch in terms of getting those issues. So our staff tried to get some, most of them, through the server that was there in the office, but some of them were lost because we had templates of things that the CEO also even found what we were working on in terms of our audit and things. So it was quite unfortunate. But we will not dwell on the aspect of that, that the CEO left and we had this problem. But as a board, we take the responsibility, because at the end of the day, we are the people responsible for this. It's just unfortunate that our trust had been mislaid. But we will not would like to run away from the fact that it is at the end of the day, the ball is in our court on this matter. So, Chairperson, I would like us to go to the positives that Boxing South Africa has done. within all this problem, because the negative aspect might be the financial aspect, but in terms of the total global aspect of boxing in South Africa in the last financial year, it has been very, very, very good. So I will like to hand over to Mr. Mja to proceed with it, and we'll be able to answer questions as we go by. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Making noise next to you.
Thank you, Dr. Ngata. I can see there are people who want to say something on what you have just said, Doctor. Yes, Cora?
Yeah, General Commissioner, I just want to understand from the Chairperson that the issue of the CEO, when is it going to be settled? I know some of these things are not in your hands, but with your interaction and the minister's role, because I don't think that Boxing South Africa will ever, ever be in a position to execute its duties, not having a person who is responsible for that. And the CEO is very key, because you are going to keep on having these issues, is it? And what I also want to understand, that after this man has left, have you people tried to contact him and ask him why has he wiped out all this information? Because to me, somebody that wipes out information, it smells right to me. Thanks.
Thank you, Comrade Cora. The issue of the CEO, I do believe the department will bear us on this one in terms of the process. The process of getting the CEO has been, we were in the process of advertising for the CEO of the organization. But I had a meeting with the Director General just after the CEO had left, when we had prepared the advert, and he had informed me that we should hold on in terms of advertising for the CEO of the organization, because the minister had instituted an investigation team or something that will be reporting at the end of October, and the process might unfold there. And at the same time, he had said that they would have, were looking at someone in a certain another department to hold on to the situation. But apparently that aspect fell through. It didn't go through. So as such, we are back to square one. We will have to be able to get the whole process of getting the advertising and of the CEO back on track. That will be the discussion that we will have with the Department of Sport and the Minister. Now, the other important thing that I think the members need to understand fully is that since the inception of Boxing South Africa under the new Act of 2001, Boxing South Africa has never had a CFO. And that in itself is a problem that we are addressing. We've had a situation where the department had promised that they were going to second someone over since last year to the department, to us, to help us with the situation. But unfortunately, it seems that process also got stuck somewhere within. So as of now, Boxing South Africa has not had a CFO, but we managed to get someone who will be able to help us who at this point in time. I do believe, in terms of the presentation that you'll get, that our next audit will be much better than this, because some of the things have come clearer, and we'll be able to report timelessly to the department to be able to make sure that things don't go wrong as they did. I don't know if I did answer you through you, Chair.
No, you answering, you will not know whether he's happy or not. I think leave it like that. Because if you said you don't know whether you have answered this question, he would say you have not answered this question. So just answer the question and leave it. Yes, Cora?
No, there's the second part of the wiping out of the information.
Yes.
The wiping out of the information, we would like to institute there, because we tried to get hold of him. There are some issues that we've had with him that we're supposed to clarify. Each time we contact him, he doesn't want to contact us. We've sent people to the office. He lives in a complex or something, and each time he sends someone from the office, he claims he doesn't know them. They tell him from boxing, he doesn't want to see them. So we have that. So we are in the process of collecting information, and we might be able to, somewhere down the line, to have legal criminal proceedings on him, but we, at the moment we are more concentrating on uplifting the organization than concentrating on him at this point in time.
Donald,
come this way. You know, if this man erased information from his computer, how do we know that what we have in front of us is everything, is all the information? How do you know that what we have in front of us is all the information? And I want to concur with Cora here, Chairperson. He smells a rat. And the rat I smell and the rat he's smelling is a money rat. I'm telling you, Chairperson. I have quite a few questions to ask on these matters. Because they, I'm telling you, Chairperson, they are boxing people like Baby Jake, who is very unhappy with what is happening in boxing, Chairperson. And from the money side, Chairperson. From the state side, state is giving millions to boxing, Chairperson. Where does that money go to? And that is the question that I want to ask. But if there's no record or things that, you know, it is difficult to for me now to say this is the full story, Chairperson.
Yes,
Doctor, I'm coming to you and Kor and Suka.
Thank you. Understand, I would like to believe most of the information that you have here. Some of the information that I think the Auditor General found that they could not find supportive documents and things on it, that has been recorded. But in relation to the activities and things like that, that fortunately you can bank on those issues.
Thank you, Chairperson. I am not a legal person. I wanted to check if is it not a criminal record to do that, to wipe everything that the company does. I'm not sure about the legislation based on. I think this is one of the criminal acts which must be taken by the legal people, because Chairperson, this is a national asset, and we can't have a CEO who wipes everything from the computer, as much as the knowledge says. Now, who's going to account? Especially after the doctor has also reported that there was no CFO for quite some time, you know. So some of the questions might not be answered because they will revert back to the CEO. That is my question. I just wanted to check on that because, yeah.
Suka.
Thank you, Chairperson. Maybe I want to take it in a further than what is being raised. This is an entity under the auspices of the Department of Sport and Recreation. And in the auditor's report, if my memory serves me well, there was a query on the leadership in the department, how they manage issues as a department. Because this is just but one entity that gives a bad impression in terms of the auditor's opinion in the manner in which the department is being run. Because listening to what has been said in terms of the CFO, there's never been a CFO since its inception. Surely it doesn't reside now with the entity. It goes straight to the DG and the department as to why have they been so lax in this area, to an extent that this entity has been crippling for quite some time. Their intervention, it leaves as much to be desired. It qualifies what the auditor's opinion was in terms of his or her findings, in terms of his opinion. The second issue, Chairperson, because the coupled with that, I am not sure why the department did not take the route of forensic audit to this entity. Because once there is a wiping of information, because not just information general, it borders on the financial part of it. Now surely the department should have intervened either through the audit. Because once you speak of forensic, it goes beyond what we are discussing here. So that today, we are having a clear understanding as to what is happening to everybody. And the second aspect, they should have also instituted an interim person in that regard so that finances can be stabilized. Next year, February, another financial year, we are going with these issues not being resolved. Because if you look onto these pages, I don't want to comment as now, but I did browse through quickly in terms of what is being raised here, in terms of their finances. I can see that Dr. Kandana is proactive in raising some of the concerns that are here in this document. But surely, what is the role and responsibility of the department? Are they just waiting to until this time so that we speak on their behalf by not intervening at an appropriate time? So some of the questions, Chair, must go directly to the department because it's baby. So I am not very happy. In fact, the Ndebu is a criminal, and it's a common sense. The Ndebu can use the gumption to do that. Why should they wait? Because they wanted to be smart to their entity so that it is said the committee of Comrade Kandana is the one who's ruffling feathers. So I'm saying that I do have a problem in the manner in which the department is running this issue. Thank you, sir.
Yes, Dr. Ngata. I'm coming to you, Matlua, and the last person will be through, because the city.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think on the issue of some of the activities, especially on the wiping out, I'm not exactly sure if we did formally report to the department. So I would like, on this issue, not to blame the department in terms of having them knowing. I'll find out whether we did formally report to them. But as I say, it's only on this issue that I would like the department not to be blamed in terms of until I could get it. But I do accept your concern, please.
The principle here, through the solution, is the question of the intervention by the department. I've not yet even spoken to the tools that the department can use to call a person to account in terms of the BFMA. I've not taken that liberty. So I'm saying I want to hear from the department why were they so lax to an extent that we are in this quagmire.
Now, Dr. Ngatan, what Honorable Suka is raising, saying that, for an example, the CFO, one of the things that the department has to take very serious is the CFO. And when in the absence of the CFO, what help did you get from the department? Because Suga is saying there's a problem of leadership there in that department, because you are accounting to that department, you are a sister department, you are an integral part of that department. Although you come to portfolio committee to account on your entity, but the overall report that we got first is a department report that speaks about drug-free, that speaks about box in South Africa. If members can recall, there is that kind of a report. And they are speaking about these two entities there. Now, here is this entity coming to us today. The department has never made mention in the report that since the Act was enacted and Boxing South Africa has never had the CFO. And what is the problem? Is it a recipe for Boxing South Africa to have this kind of disclaimers all the year because there is no CFO? Or what is it? Because Suga is saying, but the issue of the capacity and assistance from the department, how is it? Because he has a view that the department must play a leading role, a supporting role, and so that at least the department is up and running. That's what he says. Yes.
Chairperson and Mr. Sok, what I would like to say is that the issue of the CFO is something that the department has already known. We've had several communication with the department in terms of this. That's why I earlier said that at one stage I promised that they will second someone. So it's not the end. And I would like to say that in terms of the department, in almost all of our meetings, they are in attendance. So the issue of the CFO is not something that is new.
Madlua, then you are the last. We go off the subject. Okay, I'll give Noma Kepu for the department.
Thank you, Chair. Chairperson, clearly from what we hear and from what we see, it's really not comfortable for me to discuss these issues at hand. looking through this whole scenario, in specific regard to the CFO, the heartbeat of this foundation, and also what the Honorable Suka has now said in terms of the department failing to call a forensic audit, I would suggest that this committee with its minister must rather than intervene in using their political muscle to call on to the Auditor General to have a forensic audit as far as this whole activities of Boxing South Africa is concerned. Because it's quite clear how are we going to deal, as been said by Honorable Lee, that we are discussing stuff that information is not at hand. Information has been taken off from computers, etc. So I would suggest, I'm not sure what we are going to do as far as this whole report and stuff is concerned, that this committee with its minister calling upon the Auditor General after this discussion here today to have a forensic audit is the only way that we as a committee will know the truth as far as all these activities is concerned and the rot that has been smelled.
Thank you very much, Honourable Members. I'll give quickly to Nomakip.
Thank you, Chairperson and the Honourable Members. On behalf of the Department, I would like to report that the Department has taken care of its responsibilities in relation to Boxing South Africa. Yes, the Department did try the processes of getting someone seconded to Boxing South Africa to perform the responsibilities of the Chief Financial Officer, but that process was met with challenges. But the Department did not leave it at that. It had advertised to the media, not as in media newspapers or whatever, to the South Africans to apply for a company that will work as we call it a management company, that will take the responsibilities of a CFO and a CEO for a period of 6 months, and that process is at its final stages. The companies have applied, they have been evaluated. Thursday, those companies will be making a presentation to the Department of Sport and Recreation South Africa, and by Friday, their company will be appointed. And in terms of that process, BSA has been informed in writing that that process is underway. And in terms of the forensic audit, the minister did give an instruction to the department to institute a forensic audit to Boxing South Africa. The DG is in discussions with the CFO in terms of where can we get the money to perform the forensic audit.
Yeah, thank you very much. You see, Namakip, the department is trying to resolve this matter. But firstly, Honorable Malu, you see this committee seated here, Honorable Malu, on the finalization of this interaction with the department, the committee has to make a report, and that report has got recommendations, and those recommendations are endorsed in the House. We must discuss those recommendations, and if the committee is of the view of the forensic audit, and then we check what does that mean, and then is it relevant, is it going to assist, and we'll agree on that recommendation. I think you will see at the end of this report, when it is finalized, there will be recommendations around what we have discussed, we found from the department, from Boxing South Africa to drug-free. And those recommendations presented in the House. Now, if the minister has a problem about those recommendations, the minister will stand up in the House and say, I have a problem with the recommendation number two. And he'll explain to the House what is his problem. But if the minister doesn't have anything and then doesn't stand up and raise a concern on the recommendation that we are going to make there, it means Parliament would endorse those recommendations, and therefore those recommendations will be implemented by the department as adopted by Parliament. So that is what is going to happen after this report. And then the report is going to put through the ATC. Everybody must have the recommendations and the discussion that we had around the box in South Africa.
Sir, my small point it would be that then, from the departmental point of view, I would want to see a situation that they give us in writing a turnaround strategy on the matter. Because I wouldn't like also the department to respond in a piecemeal to say on this. And if we pick up something else, then let's get a comprehensive turnaround strategy in assisting the BSA, including time frames thereof. Thank you, Chair.
The other recommendation would be effectively that kind of a recommendation that Suka is raising. That department must provide the parliament with a turnaround strategy on boxing South Africa. So I think it will be a recommendation, and that recommendation will be carried out, and therefore a recommendation will be forwarded to different sectors where we are making recommendations. But one thing that I just want to check before we go for presentation. Osis Nomakepo speaks about a company that is going to take over administration and finances. I don't know how the department imagination. I really do not know. There are many people who are well equipped. I can show the department a miracle. I can go today and make an advert tomorrow of the CEO, and tomorrow you will get more than 1,000 applications. And this company that the department is going to hire as the COO and as the CFO, I think it's a complete waste of money. I don't know what is... You see, department runs away some of the core business of the department. If you have a head of the department, it means that head of the department is supposed to do policy, supposed to do this and this and this and this. Even on issues of the finances, he must have his audit committee ready, and you can't go and ask for Pricewaterhouse to come and audit your company when you have employed people to do that kind of a job. But we want to see venture that the department is trying to do, but it's not just, I don't know what informs it, but to us as members of committee, we don't understand. Go and employ people, and then people must be there, and they must have accountability and responsibility of what they do there. And on daily basis, they are on you, on check every day on what they are doing. But when you bring a hit and run company there, then it's gone, and then you pay them more than what you have could have paid with a COO who's permanent there. I still want to check the wisdom and the logic of the department into that. Yes, sir, and then from there is Archie Jonas. But when I speak, and then all of you raise the hand, and I have lived here, I was quiet that everybody must speak, and then because I wanted to conclude. Now, when I speak, I raise my own point. People now raise all their hands. Now, Nyandu too, Sir Manchin, Manager. I'll allow you to speak.
Sorry, Honourable Chair and Honourable Members. The issue, just to confirm, the issue of the CFO has been raised repeatedly in our board meetings. And on the issue of the, whilst we would welcome financial support from any quarter we can get it, but I actually do not think that in terms of the Boxing Act, that you can actually appoint a company to discharge the functions of the CEO and the CFO. The Act envisages the appointment of the CEO in consultation with the Minister.
Thank you, Chairperson. I've always thought that one of the reasons we are called upon here is to, and other meetings, NCOP, select committee, which we addressed 2 weeks ago, and yourself, is to give you the truth and nothing but the truth. Otherwise, we go to jail.
Who is that old man from Rugby that we wanted to charge for pensions? That's all. Yeah, no, I'm quick at that.
Now, thank you, Chairperson. Your minutes and those other committees I've mentioned will zoom into one thing. That now, with due respect, Chairperson, we're wasting the taxpayers' money by repeatedly getting into Fly SAA and coming to Cape Town and saying the same thing all over again. Other than, undermining the thoughts of the committee. Those minutes will also tell you that now and then we say the same thing. I come from the Free State. Now, what happens, Chairperson, is that I'm putting my head on the table. 09/10, you'll have a qualification, or I'll do 100 days of voluntary work. I'm putting my head on the table. That now, that will happen. Where do I start? We've got the acting CEO, Uloyiso Mtla, whose specialization was recruited before this commission as PRO stroke, whatever, then beyond, they went to general manager and all of that. But then now, in the absence of the CEO, whom we told you, and I'm still repeating, he ran away. I said it in this committee. We had no option but to make a decision and say we think Uloyiso Mtla has got to act. But then now, let's come to this point. In boxing, you don't just appoint. You've got to engage two ministers in this country and say, may we please make Uloyiso Mtla to be an acting CEO. And then you get a letter which says, yes, you may. That letter has not come. It's a qualification on its own. He is signing dollars and rands and cents and all of that. But now we had to make a decision, as this board. Let me quickly go back and say, with due respect, as members look at these board members, please don't associate us with these macro board guys who are in multimillionaire companies and all of that. This is just a voluntary work, which I would have simply said, Chairperson, I'm not coming there, and then he would have taken me to jail. And I'm saying some of us, most of us, are doing this out of the question that we've always voted correct, and whatever has got to come to an end, we will support. For example, if we say Uloyiso Mtla is a CEO, we've never put him to test whether he's got these other skills to run this association. We've never said, okay, leadership, but as sure as death, he will stage you a tournament you'll not forget. Which is different from running this organization. For example, you've got letters between the office of BSA and the department, which will take not much time, but only about 8 to 9 months. Then somebody will say, no, I sent you that document. No, you have returned it. You know, the things like those, which is not much, 8, 9 months up to today, things like those, you know. I'm saying, Chairperson, we need to tell it as it is. We have met the Minister of Sport in this country once. We've never campaigned to be where we are. We've never campaigned. Somebody simply felt that we've got to be here. And then based upon our skills and all of that, to run, as the act is saying. But now whether the minister is busy, so that now we can talk to him and say, these are the challenges we are having, Minister of Sports and Recreation in South Africa. Now, those issues, for example, I know there is this beautiful turnaround strategy which the DG also told the NCOP Select Committee. How would that happen without us? For example, we've got investigations happening which are not necessarily having our blessings. We are running, we're supposed to run the boxing in this country of the task committee and all of that. Which, I'm putting it to you, Chairperson, nobody in that department knows how much the budget it is. But we get called to Hilton hotels, God knows where else. But now I'm just lightly saying, chances of us having another qualification a 9, you know, out of 10, and we may have another situation. Good, I mean, scenario. Where are these millions going on? Say, you're correct, 2 million rand per quarter, if I'm not mistaken.
No, that's not the year.
I mean, for the year. It's still many money. Where is it going on? Maybe somebody will say, based upon the leadership, I mean, emptiness, when it comes to the office, you know, when it comes to that, I mean, what do we do? Do we call upon people to say, should we go legal? Or at what stage should boxing be like wrestling? And then, the people's money, taxpayers' money is not affected. At what stage should we say, you do whatever you can do, so that at the end of the day, these things are not affecting. Lastly, Chairperson, if ASCOC says we cannot be their members based upon the existing CEO, but now they frustrate us by taking our acting CEO, giving him tasks all around the country. When you look at him over the weekend, no, he is, allocated somewhere by ASCOC to do a certain job so that they can get a medal or two in the next Olympics. But now we cannot be their members because it will be too much boxing in ASCOC. You'll have amateur, you'll have professional. I'm saying these are the basic challenges. Where we are seated here, we've got to say, acting CEO, no, that document is not correct. How about doing this? How about doing that? And then we've got our lives to carry on where we come from. I'm coming back, Chairperson.
Suga, when am I going to speak? No, comrade. We have not started even going to this. You are just entertaining the preliminary statement that Dr. Ngatane has made. I don't know what are these health for. I really do not know. Yes, Suga.
With your indulgence, let's get to the presentation. Otherwise, that presentation on its own needs another analysis. But in my input, I could sense that there are some issues, serious issues. I questioned in terms of their report, the departmental report, and the audit opinion, questioning the leadership of the department. It goes back to what I've raised. So I'm saying, Chairperson, with due respect with committee members, what you have raised, it confirms my suspicion. And as such, in that turnaround, even a time frame, yes, so that we judge a person by his or her performance. I'm new in this program. I'm under 6 months, but surely it cannot be business as usual. Because you are demoralizing also your clients. If they come here only to a talk show, I'm not part of that chapter. Thank you.
No, Suka, I was not taking any board. But I was under the impression that all of you who their hands were up will just take up. Now, by appeal about SS when we speak, then they boil. Everybody wants to speak. Now, I was thinking about that. Now, I think, no. Madruam, hold your horses. It has not yet been a report. At least you had a bite of what the leader of this institution has said. So you had, it was sort of a political report. So the real report is coming. So just hold your horses there. And from there, the gentleman from boxing, the other member. I don't know the your name exactly. What is his name? Basude. Okay. Now, whilst I was speaking, and then he just intimidated me and then interjected. So I have not finalized what I was going to say. I was going to say, the three of you, you must just explain to us, because if you are saying the issues have not been attended there, there is something that we call the departmental memos and all that. And in the meantime, the Auditor General is communicating with your office on some of these things long before time, so that by the time the final report is done, and then you must say, I've received all these other things and all that. They call that the departmental queries or audit queries, and then there's a communication in between there. And then I'm sure if we attend to those correspondence in time, then they are beginning to give us a direction where we want to go. But if you put them somewhere and later, a month before the final report, then you raise, you go and take those things, are going to create a problem for the queries. And then, now, the issue of the wiping off of information, I think as a board, you have heard what the members are saying. It's a very serious matter, and then it can't just be something that we overlook. And it's something that is very serious. You have to look into that matter. Because you are a board there, and then it's you who have employed that CEO. Unless you're saying the CEO is employed by the two ministers, you don't have any jurisdictions on that CEO whilst he's working for your own organization. And then I think it's something that we have to check there. But something that I want you to tell me. The department, the minister puts an investigation in the entity in which the minister has assigned you to be in charge of as the board members there. And this investigation goes on, and you are not informed about that investigation up until today. Why is that happening? Why do you think the minister put an investigation and completely obliterates you and not even tell you that he's putting an investigation in the department and in an entity where he has appointed you as the board? Because you have to account to the minister about the activities on daily basis of what is happening in the in Poxy. In an event, the minister feels that something needs a forensic audit or the hawk, I think the minister must take into confidence and say, I'm investigating this matter and all that. But what I get from you is an investigation that you don't even know is going on. You don't even know what is investigated by the department. Maybe Noma Cape will tell us about that investigation, whether you're doing investigation while the board is there. And then unless you're saying that board must go, unless the department must say the board must go, and then don't sort of pretend that you have a board and then you undermine that board on critical decisions of investigating their area that where they've been assigned to work. I do not think that, we'll hear from you, Sisuba Uti. Patusuka is talking about the issue of leadership in that department. I know that it's a very painful thing, but he's putting it as soft as anything, that it's an indictment on how the department leads these entities. But since you have been appointed as the board, you have interacted with the portfolio committee 3 times. And since you have been appointed as the board, you have never interacted with the minister. Maybe then you have no core business once with the minister. Maybe there's no core business with the minister. Yeah, you are accountable to the DG. Can you tell me, in as far as the DG level is concerned, how many times have you met with the DG? Because I'm saying with us confidently, it's 3 times. We don't meet with you anything less than a year.
With the DG, we have met twice.
The new DG?
The new DG, I met him when he, I met him with the, before the CEO, when the CEO was still with us, he met us with some of the office members just to get a feel, because he said he was new, just to get a feel of what's happening. And we briefed him about everything that was happening in boxing. And the second time that I met with the DG is when after I had a complaint about that I'm hearing that there's an investigation going around the country on us, and I don't even know what is happening. So we had a meeting and discussed many other things. So my board members were aware of it. I kept them abreast that this is the situation. I'm going. So in terms of that, and telephonically we do now and then I do phone him and find some information.
Just last point. Okay, you want to say something? You want to say something? If you don't have anything, it's okay. just last point. This one I want Nomakepu to respond to it, and the three of you, collective. This Dumile Mathese, who's all over at the Emperor's Palace in heaven and elsewhere, calling these meetings on behalf of Boxing South Africa. What is that? Because the department has not briefed the portfolio committee about another person that they have contracted who's running parallel to Boxing South Africa. I just want to understand to you what is it? Because if you go anywhere, you'll get these meetings run by Dumile Mathese, and he will address that the minister was asking to do those meetings. I want to check, what are those things?
Well, I think the department and Mr. Mathese and the minister are the people who are a better place to answer as to what. Because if I have to give you the painful historic aspect of this whole matter, is that I had a tournament that there's something like this going to be happening. I took it lightly. I didn't know. I said, if there's anything like this, I would expect that this the minister will tell me, or the DG will let me know there's something, and I let it go. After a while, I was phoned by my colleague, Mr. Achi Jonas, says, hey, quickly go listen to SAFM. Mr. Mathese is on the radio discussing the investigation that's going to be happening in boxing. So I went quickly to the radio and opened up and listened to the end. He was expounding on this issue. And the next 2 days, it was in the Soweto, where he was interviewed, that this thing was. Then I tried to get the hold of the minister, could not get the hold of the minister. I phoned the DG, and I found the DG, and I found that I don't understand what is happening. What's all this thing that I'm hearing and what I'm hearing? And then that's when the minister, the DG, asked me to come to Pretoria. We had a discussion and things like that. And a day later, I received a phone call from the SRF from the department that there's a letter that's been sent. I looked at the letter where the minister has written a letter that he's appointed Mathese and the gentleman Zifo to look into this. And it was supposed to be dated June, and we're already in end of July or going towards August when I was raising the query. And I said, this is funny that I'm being given this letter which apparently supposed to have been given to me even prior the whole matter started. And the only update I was getting was what even the comments of the minister in terms of the radio and in terms of on this matter. So in essence, when I queried with the department, we were asked not to disturb the processes that the minister had.
Dr. Ngatani, that is not an excuse from the department. The department must show you which act that says the department should do that. Because you, as Boxing South Africa, in terms of the law, the act Boxing South Africa, which is an act of this parliament, gives you a jurisdiction and the control over that. If a department has any other thing, must say, in terms of this section, and you have not questioned anything from the minister, and then you must just accept that there will be another superpower on top of you who's going to run the boxing in any event. Mm-hmm. But I want to check this issue of investigation. Investigation, it reminds me of a criminal investigation. No. I just want to get, before we go deeper into that, I just wanted to check that, and then I got it. I want to understand the investigation. The investigation is the criminal investigation, or what is this? Investigating how boxing can work better and proper and efficient, or what is this investigation all about?
Well,
just a short.
Chair, while you are on that note, as I'm listening, I don't get clear clarity on when they were appointed to do what. Yeah, that's why. My question is in line. To do what?
What to do investigation? You know, what investigation is that one?
But when they were consultants, they were what? I want to get that point.
Who pays them?
Who pays them? That's what we want to understand. Then the department must tell us then.
Where does the money come from to pay these people?
Well, I think the department and the minister. That's why I say the
okay.
People, because...
Actually, you're the last from there, say, Bala the Metalin. Say, Bala.
Thank you, Chairperson.
This is not a good picture about boxing, I can tell you that.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Yes.
My last daughter is... my youngest daughter is 19 years. She reads newspapers every weekend. Now, amongst other things, when they talk about boxing, they will say the terminology they use about boxing as if we are in a corner, or we are just getting out of prison, or we are at prison, or we are the worst of them all. Chairperson, I'm sure UNOMA will send you the documentation. In support of the state, you know, the three of us and the fourth who is not here, we sign abnormal document. He's a lawyer, he will tell you. There's a document we signed so that now nobody should say we are questioning the department or the minister, which can make us bankrupt tomorrow morning, or which could take us to jail tomorrow morning. This is normal, and this gentleman can explain at what pains we go in order to silence and say, Minister was playing along with the officials. Mm. It's worst of them all, as if we are nothing on. UNOMA and this gentleman were at each other's throat about that document, but we signed with a smile. Thank you, sir.
Why you put Mala No, okay. Okay, correct. I'm giving you a chance.
This comrade talk.
Correct.
Then you feel like getting in.
Correct. I'm giving
allow
you a chance.
Us, please.
Yes, I'm giving you a chance, correct.
Nobody is managing the presentation, but this thing,
okay.
I'm telling you.
Okay, correct. Peter, correct.
You see, Comrade Chair, thank you for allowing me. This is a very sad story. And I think today, if this thing is as this gentleman is putting it, then I think we need to make a very serious recommendation. Because, Comrade Chair, if you look at this document, it's a repeat of the last. There's no image, there's nothing. Because I was looking at the issues, last time if you can remember, I read all these things which this gentleman has not complied and recommendations of the AG. Now for us to have this presentation, I don't think it's going to take us anywhere. Instead, let us discuss this issue with us, and then we make our recommendation and we close the meeting. That's what I want to say, Comrade Chair.
Proactive, Cora. Suka, yeah, Ibalo, I think I'm going to motion.
Thank you, sir.
I'm motion.
Thank you. No, you see, it's a pity that it was good to me, all this Norma does not have the power to go and counteract or to explain, does not counteract, but clarify the position of the department. I'm grappling my mind, Ibana, what is her take on the matters that are being raised, representing the department. As such a person, I was just thinking, now I'm thinking aloud, to say, why don't we call a special meeting so that the two parties can explain themselves? Because it would not be right to take one side and we get into that mood. And tomorrow, when you meet other people, other party, in fact, the department, the DG for argument's sake, because I will always also refuse to think it is at that level of the minister, because these are line functions of the entity which resides with the DG, and as such I think that we should call the department, when we speak of the department, ODG and his team plus the boxing SA to come and clarify some of the matters, because the authenticity of this document also is questionable. When you say some of the information was erased, the question of investigation that you are raising, surely the person who will be able to respond on those matters would be not unless unikwe zonke powers and all answers out here. She must clarify that. So, concretely speaking, Chairperson, I would move for a situation that we call a special urgent meeting between the department and the DG. If they are far from here, you can always organize to meet them. If you can't go to the mountain, the mountain must come to us. Mohammed.
No.
Thank you.
If they are able to give Nanzika or to meet the Mateza, that kind of a money, the department will put them in a flight and then they'll come here. Because there's money there. The date is given to Dumina Matez. But I'm going to give you a date when are we coming to have that meeting. Yes, Louise. And then after you, it's Donald, and then the meeting is closed. And then we take another presentation.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted to express my view in terms of what Honourable Member Corey just said. I may be aware of the fact that looking at this report is saying it's the same thing over and over. But I think, again, within the report itself, there are turnaround strategies on each and every issue that has been raised there. Yes, it may be the same thing, because people were writing the same things over and over, and this is why what I, as the acting CEO and my staff, have inherited from over the years. But at the same time, again, us, since taking over from May, we have attached an action plan on each and every issue that we believe is the one that has been dragging South African boxing behind. And I believe that, given that, let us be given a chance to present our report. Because, yes, we've got our negatives, especially where audits and finances are concerned. But again, when it comes to operations, we are the best. We are better than soccer. Maybe we are up there with cricket. When it comes to our operations, our delivery in terms of what in the end must be presented, which is where it is shown in the ring. But if our operations or our deliveries in terms of what we produce there could be measured against what you are getting in terms of finances, we would be much better. I think that is where the way this meeting should be turned around, and we look at what have we done. Because I believe that under the circumstances, we have produced so much more from so less. So I hereby apply that we be given a chance to present our report, both operational and the finances and our audit, and then we will also show what we are going to do to turn it around. Thank you, Chair.
No, Louis, we are going to give you a chance to present. The only thing was a very thought-provoking statement by the Chair, which members just wanted to deliberate on. And then it has taken us some time. And then I think it's good. It shows honesty, it shows integrity in what he said, and therefore it has triggered all of us to be able to engage on that matter. You are going to get time to present. Immediately when I keep quiet here, you are going to present. But I want to caution you, Louise. Everybody goes around and boasts around the development of boxing in this country, about the baby champs, a wonderful project. In other quarters, the investigation is coming on the baby champs. I'm telling you now, other people are not happy about the baby champs. So don't just go around and blow your pipe, because other people are going to close it. Because there are concerns around the baby champs. I would say the value for money of the output of the baby champs, look at that angle, whether what have you produced. Go, Funeka and many others. And don't look at the negative part of it. You are in a very serious situation. I feel for you. But I'm giving over to you to present the annual report.
Thank you very much, Chair. First and foremost, I would like to also voice my support in the fact that there must be a forensic audit report. And that report will really show out who's been lying, who's been telling the truth in terms of what has been happening in Volkswagen. Because we have had 4 CEOs since 1997. And one of those CEOs was Mr. Mateza, who was fired. And it was also at his during his time that the department or the minister took over boxing himself and ran boxing in this country, doing ratings, doing sanctions, doing everything that is supposed to be done by management. And then Mr. Mateza now is the one that must tell everybody how boxing must be run in this country. And then from there, we've had 4 CEOs, and then I am the acting CEO. And the truth of the matter is that through all of those times, there has never been a CFO while boxing is being audited like any other big company in South Africa. It is audited and has got in its budget to put aside over 700,000 rand a year to pay the auditors. Yet, what is coming to us as Bonds South Africa is less than 2 million. And then from the 2 million, we are expected to, because this is this shows here where boxing gets its funding. Boxing gets its funding from money appropriated by government, by parliament. The money appropriated by parliament is the money that is voted by members of parliament, so that it must be a grant given to Boxing South Africa a year. And from that money, Boxing South Africa is expected to pay for rent, to pay water, to pay lights, to pay staff, to at the same time to do marketing, to do communication, to do budgets for audits and all of that. And again, boxing gets its money from fees payable to Boxing South Africa in terms of the Boxing Act. What that means is the sanctioning fees that we get from the promoters when there is a tournament. That is the amount with which we have been able to run boxing for the whole of last year. And that is thanks to the determination of the promoters getting the tournaments going so that we are able to get that kind of money that is 10% of the television and 5% of sponsors and gate taking. And then the other money that Boxing South Africa gets is from money generated from sponsorship and fundraising, which is what we have done during the year. The office of Boxing South Africa has gone around, and thanks now to the kind reception we're able to get from provinces like the Free State, like the Eastern Cape, like Northwest Province, that we're able to put on a lot of money so that our promoters could be able to get our boxers to fight for world title fights, to fight for international fights, to fight for the South African titles. And at the same time, it was also there that we were able to make female boxing in South Africa a reality. Besides that, if we were not able to get those monies from the provinces, we would never have been able to deliver on those fights. Then coming now to staff matters, you look at the organogram that we have there. That organogram is no longer the organogram that is running boxing in South Africa. This is the organogram that was passed by the department and also signed by the board of Boxing South Africa. But since the resignation of 4 people, this staff in Boxing South Africa now has dropped to 9. And because of that, we are, I'm not going to say we are short of staff, but we have staff that are allocated jobs that they've got to do, and they have to do adequately. BSA adopted a total of 20 policies. The 20 policies that were adopted, yes, were good, and at the same time, good for boxing. But if you are going to be, again, looking at our action plan when it comes to some of the audits, that is where you are also going to find that we are also looking at updating the policies themselves. There's been a number of resignations. Mr. Bongani Khumalo, Thabo Nala, Gugu Khadebe, and all of that. But because, again, of our situation financially, we decided that we are not going to add any more people. we are just going to manage whatever we have, so that we, of the little amount of money we have, we don't use much. We use whatever we have to use in all the portions that we have to use. Staff and training. Financial year 2008-09 financial, there has been no training and development programs due to financial constraints. However, in the current year, DSA successfully revived relationship with the National Lottery Fund. That lottery fund we lost about 2 or 3 years ago. And then, since then, we have been visiting the office of the National Lottery Fund to get funds, because it was lost because an application, a wrong application, was made. And then they just dropped boxes. But now we have been able to get that relationship going. We have signed it again, and we are going to start our training and development where this amount is allocated in terms of training and development as from January next year. Let me jump the staff, let me jump the resignation, because the chairperson has already come to touch on that one. Then we go to the operational results. We had a successful award in Carnival City 2009, and we are preparing now for the awards of 2009-10. We are looking at the Emperor's Palace, and it's looking like things are going on very well. The Baby Term project was a success. And Chairperson, you mentioned the Baby Term. I know what's being said about the Baby Term, and at the same time, I know what the Baby Term has produced for this country in terms of the boxers, in terms of the promoters themselves, in terms of ring officials, and at the same time, in terms of female boxing in this country. Without the Baby Champs, we would not have been able to do it. And at the same time, I also know that there have been some questions, and I also think those questions have to be addressed, and I believe if there's going to be a forensic audit, that is where a whole lot of questions will be answered by the Baby Champs, because that project is a project that cannot just be let to go, because it made a whole lot of difference to the boxers themselves, especially new boxers, who nobody cares for, because they're in the farthest corners of the country, and at the same time, some of them are not connected to the big-time promoters, managers, and trainers. And at the same time, it is also a project that is also able to take boxing to the rural areas, right in the rural villages where there is no boxing. That is that program. But again, we are going to bring that. And then TITA skills development. We were able to come to an agreement with TITA. TITA came with a whole lot of expertise and also put up money to train all our licensees in terms of the life skills. But because this was a new program where now people are going to be accredited, we are no longer going to just have a trainer. The trainer has got to have a certificate, so that if he can be used tomorrow, he or she can be used tomorrow to go and train other people, he or she has got a certificate for that, because we were looking at empowering our people so that even after boxing, especially with the boxers, being trained in things like first aid and all of that, we're able to use those certificates to look for work after boxing. We started that program as a pilot project in the Eastern Cape and Limpopo, the most vibrant provinces where it comes to boxing numbers, boxing talent, and even boxing activity. We are looking at doing our first graduation in the end of January, and then that project now will be taken to the rest of the country. 16 girls were turned professional, and again, because of the Baby Champs, because all of those girls were developed in the Baby Champs, turned professional, and two of our girls now became international champions, Noni Chenge and Unathile again. But if you look now at our table that we've put here, you've got provinces that have got no boxing whatsoever in terms of SA titles and international fights. That is KwaZulu-Natal and Limpopo. And then there is Northern Cape. And then there are provinces that are just very, very active. And then you look now at what we have looked at in terms of turning around so that all of those provinces must get some work. We say BSA did not have tournaments in the Bombay Northern Cape. A few were held in the Western Cape and KZN province. This was due to the fact that there has been little or no funding from the provincial government to develop boxing, because what we have been trying to do, we have been trying, since we don't get sponsors from business, we've been trying to get the government to get involved in development. We were able now to get with other provinces to do especially the development tournaments, especially their provincial title fights. What are we going to do? Every from January, we will visit the provinces, especially the ones where there's been little or no boxing activity. This is aimed at proposing for provincial government involvement and will result in activity with those provinces. It is something that can happen, because even with the ones that are active, they are active because we went door to door, we went to the premiers, we also went to the sports MECs of those provinces and presented boxing, and because of that, some amounts of money were put aside for development tournaments, some amounts of money were put aside for national title fights, some amounts of fights were put aside for SA title fights. And then the provinces now, where we were not able to get anything, was because we could not even get the appointments there. But we are going to start working on that again next year. Female boxing. We did not achieve the target set out of female boxing. The main reason is that promoters have not really accepted or warmed up to the idea of female boxing. That is a real challenge, because all the female boxers that are active and that are there have not been promoted by the promoters themselves. They have been promoted by Boxing South Africa, the Office of Boxing South Africa, going around looking for donations, going around looking for donations from individuals. And there have been individuals who have given us the money for that, and going around from department to department in the provinces. And because of that, we're able to develop female boxing. Because since it was legislated in 2001, we did not get any grant to say this is the amount that will help you to go on with boxing. Now, we're talking boxers. We're also talking ring officials. We've got international ring officials, female ring officials, one from the Northwest Province, two in the Eastern Cape, that are already officiating as referees and judges in international and world title fights. And we believe that with more support, we can be able to get our female boxers and our female officials going on, because we've got the promoters. But our busiest or biggest female promoter that has been going on for years, Ms. Mbali Zansi, did not promote last year. We are talking to her, and it's looking like things are coming all right. She will be back next year, because she was really a beacon in terms of getting the deals done to get female boxing going. And then once she stopped, we were not able now to get other people promoting female boxing. That's why we had to do it ourselves. And then I've done training. And of all of that, we were able to produce 107 tournaments. And in some of those tournaments, we have been challenged, where people have been saying those fights were supposed to have cancelled those fights. But what the people who have challenged us don't know is that the Act allows us to make special arrangements to make sure that fights happen. Because while they're looking for reasons for fights not to happen, we're looking for reasons for fights to happen. As a result, fights have been our only source of income in that last year. And if from that 107 fights, we had cancelled a lot of the ones where we were challenged, maybe we'd have had 20 or 30 fights in South Africa, and that would have seen the total collapse of boxing. And the question now would have been, boxing would not be seen on television, not be heard on radio, not on newspapers, because boxing is about tournaments. And the questions now would have to answer is, couldn't we look at other means or other ways of making sure that boxing is going on, because boxing would have collapsed. Now, coming to the side of the financial management. Yes, it has been discussed over and over, and the basis really having been money being used in ways that were not supposed to be used, or where the paper trail mainly is lost because there has been no CFO. But what we have done since I became acting CEO, I'm an operations person and I'm not a financial person, but at the same time, my experience has been able to show me exactly what has been happening, what has and what has not been happening. Because one of the two things mainly that were not happening were the risk management in terms of having an internal audit committee doing internal auditing in within Boxing Salalga. And this is what we did. And as a result, we have we've been coming here and we've been listening to SAIDs, and SAIDs have been like knowing exactly what they were doing. And they are a company, not very big, but they are just like us, but they have been having clean audit reports. So we approached them through Dr. Ngatane. Dr. Ngatane approached them and we had a meeting, and now we have mothers that are going to be helping us in terms of doing the internal audit and at the same time looking into our policies, because our policies also have a lot to do with our qualified or unqualified reports. So we are really looking to that matter. So if you look at the basis for the audit opinion, number one is the auditor is saying operating expenditure. BSA could not provide sufficient appropriate audit evidence for operating expenditure amounting to 346,239. So what we do is we try to take that into context so that us in the office we exactly know what it means, because we are trying to get this information to our staff members and at the same time to our licensees all over the country so that they know exactly what is meant by that. So our meaning is the trail for payments could only be traced by invoices based on quotations instead of invoices based on receipts, based on actual payments. Our problem that we find with our licenses is that when payments are made, when it says come with the receipt, they are not happy with coming with the receipt for one reason or another. But unfortunately, we have to account for that money, hence 346, because that 346, the audit, yes, agrees the money was used, and here is the invoice. But now, where is the receipt to that invoice?
Please, I have never claimed to be intelligent. I want to understand. When you said the licensee is supposed to bring a receipt, can you explain to me that situation? Because I want to know, is there any person that you give him money to do the service and therefore in return he must come and give you a document of the receipt? Why are they afraid to give you the receipt? I just want to get that understanding.
We have a situation like, for instance, where if you take the promoters know, and we tell them in fact that in a tournament they have got to make sure that there are refreshments for the ring officials. And then in a lot of situations they have their own people doing that. And then we say bring us three invoices, because according to KFMA we've got to be making sure that three invoices are brought. They do that. But after they have made the payment, because that is not us Boxing Salalga doing that, after they have made the payment themselves in terms of that, then they never bring the receipts for one reason or another. And that is the problem that we get, because in other cases, we have got to be paying them to refund them in terms of the amounts that they have used, because some of those amounts are amounts that have got to be coming from us. The problem there is they don't come with it.
I just wanted to ask you to make clarity in terms of this. In terms of boxing, as an organization, we don't set up the event. Mm. So we have ceded that activity to our licensees, who in the main are the promoters. So what they do, the promoters, we charge them a levy called a tournament fee. Sanctioning fee. What do you call sanctioning fee? And within that section you see, we have to look at the whole expenses in terms of what has been expended for that event, for them to make any claims or rebate in terms of what we have to charge them onto the. So some of those documents, that's what it means, is that the receipts that they have to bring to us in terms of the expenditure and making sure that the tournament takes place are sometimes not there. I don't know if it makes any...
I want to say it doesn't disadvantage you unless the 346,000 is what you have paid them and they're under the impression that they'll bring the receipts. Then the auditor general said that you have done payment, but you don't have supporting document. But in an event where they have not paid the money in and they don't give a supporting document, then it's not going to create a query for you. I just want to see at what level is it creating a query for you.
Let me go to the development tournaments, again, from the money we get from the provinces. Like, for instance, we've got money from the Eastern Cape. The money from the Eastern Cape rests with Boxing South Africa. And then each promoter for a development tournament is given 50,000 to pay. All the payments will come from us as Boxing South Africa. He goes out there and he does the tournament and he brings all of that, and then we give him what is due. That is where our problem arises. That is where now what we are doing is we are trying to teach them as much as we can, that we are not trying to be fine or
but Lois, that's where the problem is. Why do you give them 50,000 without having all the proper document? You are going to give them 50,000 for development. They go and prepare and do everything and all that. Why are you not paying them on basis of the document that you have? Because they will create this problem for you continuously. And it is the money from provinces resides with you. And these people organize the tournament. And out of that tournament, they have to claim 50,000 out of you. Why are you not giving them the 50,000 when all documents are there for you to be able to keep them? If you want to make a turnaround strategy, one of the things that we have to do is that we will pay you the 50, we'll release the 50,000 when you have given us all the necessary documents. Then it will be a turnaround strategy that you have.
But what was need now, Chair?
Okay.
Starting from May, that is where our action plan says the filing system has improved drastically since March. Up come March 2010, as a result, a lot of them now, we still have money with us because they haven't yet produced the documents. We are not paid. But before, why we had this was because they were paid. But now we are not paying them.
The CEO on this one is making an example for Eastern Cape only. It might be thought that it's for all the provinces.
That's why I said, for example, we have the Eastern Cape that has 980,000 with us. Yes. And then there is the going concern. BFA incurred a net loss of 4,207,000 during the year under review. The liabilities of the entity exceeded 5,000,000. The conduct is that liabilities exceed as a result of accumulating loss from previous years. While there were debts from prior years, obligations still existed. That meant that services for the daily running had to be kept on course. Our action plan has been, PSA has applied for increase of grants by government and is also working hard on securing sponsorship, as there are no other services. There are services that, if left unattended, would lead to the total collapse of boxing. Those services, for instance, could be the payment of rent. Those services could be the payment of lights and water. And those services could be staff salaries, because while we have had all the problems going on, we have never had a situation where we've had our staff going to the media or doing outside because they have not got our salaries. We have been able to use this amount, the only amount that we've been using to keep boxing going, from the sanctioning fees of the promoters to keep boxing going. And then the responsibility there is our responsibility as Boxing Africa and also as SRFA. We've been to the office of the minister. We've been talking to the DG. We have even been trained in terms of us improving ways of presenting our budget, in terms of us ways of making proposals for money to them, and at the same time our set plan. And we believe that because of all of that, we will be able to, without hassles, be able to get what is due to us as boxing South Africa. Fruitless and wasteful expenditure of 1 million. What you are telling our people there is that when it says fruitless and wasteful expenditure, it means that is expenditure that could have been avoided, which means we must only use money where it's supposed to be used, or we must only use money effectively. And at the same time, we've got this situation where we use money simply because we feel that we are forced to use money in this situation. And those are situations that we need just to erase in our minds and just make sure that if we don't have to do it, we don't do it, because it has led in the past years to a qualified audit. What is the action plan? BSA has arrangements with SARS regarding the terms and conditions of repayments of debt, pay as you earn, interest and penalties, and BSA still awaits correspondence from SRSA. That one is money that was supposed to be paid to SRSA, and we are still owing SRSA. But what we did is we started negotiations with SRSA, and in the next week or two, they will be coming back to us, because they have told us we don't need to pay that money at once, but they are going to be giving us terms of paying all of that money. As a result, whatever now we had, we were able to pay everybody else that we were owing. As a result, as we speak here now, from June, everything that we've been owing over the years, we have been able to pay. We cleared everybody. And who we are owing now is SRSA. And SRSA, we are continuing to pay the little that you are having. And once now they tell us, this is what you must give us, and then from then on, go on, that is exactly what we are going to be doing. We are trying to make boxing work as much as we can. That's our turnaround strategy for the fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Quarterly report, barring that, I'm going to take all of them at once, because quarterly reports have been a problem where they have been delivered or submitted late, and that is not according to PFMA and federal regulations. But what we have done now is make sure that our programs are running as early as possible. We have made a list of everything that we've got to deliver in time, and then we start in time as much as possible. And maybe Sis Norma there will tell you that when it comes to that, they have also seen some improvements, because we are really working on it. The board has to engage with SRSA in terms of the strategic plan. SRSA has conducted a workshop to address strategic planning. The board will further engage SRSA in this regard. I already mentioned this one, and as staff members, we have already gone there to do our side, and it's been trained, and then the next lot now has got to be the board for their own side. And that will make now our budget and our strategic plans to come in and be effective in terms of what we have to get. The budget for a deficit without outstanding prior return approval from National Treasury. That is a non-compliance. BSA in future will engage National and SRA regarding the budgeting process. BSA will have to use a zero-based budget method in future, because that is something else that the auditor has picked up, and in terms of that, that is what we have decided that we will do. Next one. Federal regulations again, and non-compliance, because the main thing that has been going on is that we have been hit with non-compliance. And all of these years, it has always been non-compliance with the PFMA. And what we are doing now is we are looking at everything that is going to make us to comply. We engage the Auditor General. Our financial policies will be reviewed on a yearly basis, and it has not been happening all these years. BSA is in the process of reviewing policies, and internal auditor's recommendations will be considered. I said before that we have now Moses, who's going to be helping us with internal auditing. And at the same time, they have the expertise to review our policies and update them as much as we can. Because all of that, once we have all of that in order, everything will just fall into space, into place. This one is the same, where we talk about audit committee did not meet to fulfill its responsibilities, public entity did not have an internal audit, there are significant deficiencies in design and implementation of internal control. All of that is non-compliance, and all of that is being dealt with the internal audit that we have engaged, and there have not been one before. I'm trying to be now as short as possible where a whole cluster of things can be dealt with in one. We do that. It's on internal audit again, where we say periodic risk assessments were not performed. That is where we started. We started with that one because we realized that risk assessments were not done because there were no qualified internal audit people to do that. Then we've got, we have had also our meetings where we've made those decisions and we have written them down so that it is not a question of just us talking. Now the financial statement, I will let Mr. Kubana joined us from June. He was from the office of the auditor. He is from Limpopo.
Thank you. Chair and honorable members of the House, I will take you through the financial performance or statement of financial performance, which in previous years was called income statement. The only grant that was received from Department of Sports and Recreation for 2008 and 9 financial year was 2 million. That is the main source of income for Boxing SA, as set out in the Boxing Act. The other incomes are sitting at 269,526, with the grant income from provinces of 1.4 million. I would like to bring it to your attention that this 1.4 million is not a grant necessarily to Boxing SA for its day-to-day activities, but this grant has to be used exclusively for projects such as TETA. Boxing has, however, generated income of 4 million. This has been derived from licensing, sanctioning fees, and other sponsorships. However, the sponsorships there that have been secured were secured in a form of a loan, of so to say, but in a form of donation. You find that somewhere along the way, Boxing got 20,000. So it was not such a major sponsorship, because sponsors are very reluctant to help Boxing in this regard. We all know of misconception that is going on. Sponsors are not willing to assist Boxing. That's where one would also say intervention from government is needed. The total revenue is 7.6 million and total expenditure being 11 million. This has resulted in a deficit of 4 million. This 4 million has also again resulted in emphasis of matter raised by the Auditor General, wherein he stated that Boxing is not in a good going concern. Because it has been accumulating. If you can check with your audit report, you can check that in the previous year, Boxing had a loss of 1 million. So if you sum the deficit of the prior year with the deficit that Boxing has suffered in the 2008 and 9 financial year, they bring you to a 5 million that has been expressed as going concern by the Auditor General. According to the statement of financial position, you will see that our current assets and non-current assets are sitting at 2.4 million. If you check total equity and liabilities, you will find that our statement of financial position is having a very high amount of current liabilities with 8.2 million and 83,800 for non-current liabilities. As already highlighted by the acting CEO, I must say these current liabilities are such high because of debt that has been outstanding, payee that has been outstanding, and other accruals. But as the acting CEO has already highlighted to the members of the House, a lot of these accruals have been cleared. It's only SARS for tax, for penalties, for interest that has to be cleared. We also believe that once we receive correspondence from SARS, we are going to be able to take it from there. This slide will only enable you to understand where the amounts come from when we talk about our liabilities or current liabilities. The overall trade and other payables at the end of 31st March 2008-09 financial year were 8.2, as I've already mentioned this before. But if you refer to note 13 of the annual report, you will see the breakdown of actual payables. Trade and other receivables are only 382,668 rand. If you refer to note 10, you will also be able to see the breakdown of the trade and other receivables. What we have extracted is to paint a true picture of trade payables. If you check from the notes that I've mentioned, you will see that our creditors or our liabilities are only 2.6 million. And again, if you go on to note 10, you will see that our debtors are 1 million, so to say. But you will understand that there are some, in terms of financial reporting, there are some processes that are to be followed in order to present financial statements as a fair presentation. You will also have to take into account provision for bad debt and stuff of that nature, which brings down our debtors to a figure of 382,000. I've also indicated that the only grant that or the only income that Boxing was able to drive from government, which is transferred through Department of Sports and Recreation as our mother body, is only 2 million. That's why at PSA we are saying the grant needs to be increased, as it does not cover operational expenses in full, such as salary, rent, water and electricity. Some of these expenses have been covered from the licensing fees income, or income that has been derived from licensing fees, sanctioning fees and other sundry revenue. PSA has tried to engage agents so that they can help in securing sponsorships. It is very unfortunate that it has all failed. Just like I said before, sponsors are very reluctant to help PSA, because seeing that PSA is suffering of the going concern and the accumulating deficit, they don't want to help. And again, due to misconceptions, you will agree with me that it is very hard for other entities to associate themselves with ASA, seeing the misconception that is going through. That the current state of affairs in terms of our financial is BSA has not yet received grant from Sports and Recreation of South Africa. BSA has received a grant of 600, the sponsorship of 69,000. This has been received from National Lottery Fund. We have to be very clear on this one, that according to the contract with the National Lottery Fund, is that this money has to be used for training and development, which means BSA has got to train the officials or the administrators within BSA as an organization, and the licensees, which are going to be boxers, ring officials, and other officials. So it means this 659,000 doesn't cater or cover our expenses. Again, I will reiterate that boxing is able to sustain itself or to pay for operational expenses from sanctioning fees, licensing fees, and other sundry income. It is a question of if boxing is suffering of such a deficit of 4.something million, what are you doing? So to address that, boxing is in a process of seeing to it that the designing and printing of annual reports, we do them as in-house projects, not outsource them anymore, because they are also costing BSA big time. You will see that there has been a number of resignations at BSA, but I must say that this is due to the fact that BSA is not offering any other benefits that one would feel the importance of being retained within the service. But what we are doing currently is to address those resignations or duties that would be left void by other members resigning. Duties have been allocated to current staff members, meaning that we are now in no position to can say we would like to recruit other staff members. So we are trying to cause, as you understand, that if 40% has resigned, that will have indeed brought down our salary figure. Again, I must also bring it to your attention, Honorable Chair and members of the House, that when it comes to assets, boxing doesn't own a lot of properties. A lot of properties that we have in our office are leased. So if you can check with me, you will understand that when assets are being leased, you have to pay them either on monthly basis or on yearly basis. And at the end of the day, you can see that somehow one might say we are spending a lot on lease. So what we are trying to do is we are trying to engage the lessors or our lease partners to see to it that we buy those assets rather than paying monthly expenses every now and then. So should we succeed in getting the ownership over the property that is being leased or assets that are being leased, I think it is going to also help in cutting the cost. Again, I must also mention that BSA is also looking at doing away with other expenses. You will agree with me that in the office there are other expenses that you can do without. So we are also having a look at that. However, we are doing that on monthly basis, trying to see or to assess which one must we do away with, and so on and so forth. I will therefore hand over to the acting CEO to take you through the misconception that I've been talking about. Thank you.
Thank you. There are only two of them. We are just the ones that came out of the newspapers. The Star, on the October 2005, said that current board members received a combined 107,000 for that duties to former SA chairperson Dalimbo, who was paid 11,000, received further 6,000 in the past financial year, while current person Dr. Natani was paid up from 21,000 he received in 2008. Our response there is that BSA board members are not paid people. BSA board members are doing this on a voluntary basis to add value and assistance to boxing. And the amounts that we are talking about are not amounts that are paid to them, but are amounts like emoluments that have to be paid to them in terms of attending meetings and all of that. And again, these amounts have not yet been paid to them. Boxing South Africa is still owing them these amounts. But what we are doing now as the Office of Boxing South Africa, we are trying to check the tax implications of this in terms of these amounts coming out being known in public while they have not yet received them. And we are checking now what we are going to be doing in terms of making sure that they are either not taxed or tax is deferred until these amounts have been paid.
The chairperson, this one is quite even a serious matter because, I'm not sure how the Auditor General works about it, because when things have been budgeted for, they've not been given. Now, according to the way they wrote out the things, like the monies have already been paid out, and this has a very negative implication to us because our they were budgeted for. That's why I say I still want. We did write a query to the Auditor General, but unfortunately we still haven't received, because we could not present it. But I would like to say categorically that the money that I mean said there that they've received, the board has never received any money. I can assure you, even the board members who have left from the previous board, they're still being owed those emoluments. So in effect, as we're sitting here as board members, we have not received any money. So that's why we ask the Auditor General to query that aspect of them when it came out. Thank you, Doc.
That was one about the board members. That money is still owed to them. The second one was about the ex-CEO, Mr. Bongani Khumalo. It said Chief Executive Bongani Khumalo's salary rose from 624,000 in 2008 to more than 1 million in the past financial year. That also was not the case. The case there was the total amount of Mr. Khumalo's annual salary plus his back pay, his leave pay, as well as medical expenses that were recovered from his salary. Where now this information came from, we do not know. Putting it up to 1 million, because.
But Louis, where did the media get this information?
We do not know.
But what kind of an office do you have that? You know what? I was shocked with one journalist from Mail and Guardian. You know what she was saying? She was saying, this information, we get it anywhere in the department as we so wish. What kind of entities are you where these people can be so proud and arrogant in how they get information from the department? What kind of department are those? That information, if it's not correct, you know the damage it has done to Bonga? You know what my philosophy is? If the information can leak in the section, even to Zuki, she's gone, finish and laugh. Because you can't have, if Officer Vuzayo and if Vuzela to irreactionary says Vananemidi. I can't allow that.
That is all, Honorable Chair. Thank you very much. What we're trying to show here is that, yes, we've got this problem. Yes, we agree. But in each and every one of them, we are taking steps to either erase them or to turn them around. And March 2010 is just around the corner. I'm not going to put my head under the chalk, but all I can tell is that we are either going to have a clean audit report or it will be a very, very small thing, because our processes are in place. Thank you very much.
Dr. Ngata, I want you to do this committee the biggest favor. If you have traced who is this person who's feeding this information to the paper. If you get him, he has no place in works in South Africa. And don't come and moan to us about these articles that even that office is feeding the newspapers about those articles. You know, Dr. Ngatane, it's not even a misconduct. It's a complete dismissal because it is an information from the office that these people are giving to a media. It's a dismissal act. It's not even a question of you have to lament about that. But really, you have to check into your office. What kind of people are those that the information is given outside when people have not got that information? Now, the Auditor General just jumped and make a conclusion that the money has been paid. I wonder what kind of credible Auditor General he is when he's supposed to go and say and verify those facts. And then after being given those facts and then sees that, then he jumps and makes a conclusion. And now we're sitting with something that he calls a query in audit terms. But that money has not been paid to those people. Yes, sir. Let me get to the man with the finances wants to say. Yes, sir.
Thanks, Chair. It's not that I would like to defend the credibility of Auditor General, but in terms of international financial reporting standards, read in conjunction with GAAP, which is generally accepted accounting practice, again together with GRAP, which is generally recognized accounting practice, which is applicable to all government departments. You have to disclose all amounts that are being owed, all amounts that are being accrued, when you report on accrual basis. That's in terms of IFRS. And again, I must indicate that the Auditor General has not expressed an opinion on those amounts. It's just that the amounts have to be included in the audit report. No, I must say the fact that he decided to put this up is when the media reports on this, I think they are not well informed in this regard. Okay. That's where they come to indicate it as if the amount has been paid.
No, if I knew that he's telling me something that comes from the media article, I could have never entertained that. It's a pity that you have just polarized us on the media articles. We could have stopped you because we will not take anything credible that you are saying that comes from the media. And don't come with article papers again in the... Yeah. Tell us exactly what you are doing. Don't tell us what the newspapers are saying.
I'm sorry, sir.
Please.
I'm sorry. But I did quote that the paper itself.
Yeah, no, don't ever come with any paper here. We will discuss things that you've come with us from the office of the Boxing South Africa, but if they come from the media, you don't present that thing here. It is not a decision, it is not something that we are intending to get.
Thank you.
Yes, Suka.
Thank you, sir. No, I'm not going to talk about media. No, sir. I don't want even to go to the question in terms of the detail. But I just want to establish a principle from the department. The directorate dealing with this matter, program 2, going forward on page 44. Right, in terms of the annual report, what is her perspective in terms of the Boxing South Africa?
Sorry, page 44 of the
annual
department annual report,
yes.
Not the sport, not the boxing one. So I can see members are running. There's a green book that we have. It's, yeah, we're talking about that page. Okay.
I just want to check on the directorate dealing with sub-program 2 in terms of her responsibility or his responsibility in support of our sporting codes in various areas, including Boxing South Africa. 2 weeks ago, we were told on that page 45, there's a particular paragraph that speaks to a 25 million rand that the department assisted 3 NGOs to a tune of 25 million rand. Right? 25 million rand. Now, I want to know if both in South Africa part of her their line function, so that we don't get this lamentation or this gloomy report that does not give us hope in terms of the finances. Because in financial terms, Boxing South Africa is running a deficit budget. It's a paper budget in real terms, because they are always on the negative. That's why the kind of report. Now I want to take from UDU director, what is her perspective in terms of Boxing South Africa, in terms of the aims and objectives as a preface on this sub-program? And why is Boxing South Africa limping so much, and yet she is supposed to give a supportive, she is supposed to play a supportive role to this sporting code? What is her take before I go to the document? A matter of principle.
Yeah. Your answer, Noma, you must note. Yes, Tandi.
Thank you, Chair. The advantage is that Honorable Suka is sitting to a brilliant person. He's been copying my notes here. But the book is mine. The report is mine. But okay, straight to the questions. I've got a few questions for the department and the acting CEO. Chair, when you suppressed me earlier on, I wanted to say that I don't want us to always direct questions to the DG while you've got support services in a department, because that's the role. That's what I wanted to raise, number one. Because for Ms. Kotele to be here, that means she has a role to play, so she must answer some of the questions as well. But, Chair, my first question is that I want to go back to, it's also on the report, to make a statement to say that I am very skeptical about, it was reported that there's a report that says that the CFO was supposed to be seconded by the department, but the CFO did not come, but instead an independent financial management company must come on board. We've just raised an issue right now of Mr. Dumile Matheva of conflict of interest. To say that, one, I'm very clear on that one, that we will follow it up. It's very out of order, because conflict of interest to me, because he's been a CEO of Boxing. You never know what mess he left. I just came now, I'm not sure. And now the same person is brought back to investigate himself in the organization. The same person is a presenter of Boxing. So there's a lot of conflict of interest. I don't think as a South African and as an honorable member that situation is correct. No. That is totally, for me, it's out. As you said, I'm going to meet the department of Boxing. But also to say that, how will we know now after the Dumile Matheva issue that who is behind the company? What if it belongs to Dumile Matheva again? You know. So I'm a bit skeptical about this independent man. And Chair, we are saying here Boxing South Africa does not have money, but we go and take independent financial companies. We can charge you up the 2 million, more 2 million that we have given to the Federation. But also, just to align with Suka, I was just checking also the annual report to say that for the current year 2008-09, support services, it's I'm not good with figures. 106631 million rands budgeted, 106 million. But Boxing gets 2 million. I'm not here to defend Boxing, understand. I'm trying to say it's a federation and also mass participation does a lot. But why are they not receiving anything? Now, to my last few questions. So I think also the director from the department must give us a perspective on, because she's working with client services, on her assistance on Boxing, because we must understand what is happening. Acting CEO, obviously, I was checking the report. You will have, we say will end up being like an in-service training institute. People will come and get experience and leave. Because, I mean, somehow we are contravening our labor laws. that we are fighting for in terms of pension, in terms of medical aid, in terms of all that is required by the law. These people will come for 6 months and leave and have the experience if they don't get what. So obviously we have vacant until this issue is resolved. I saw there's an organogram here. I'm not sure whether that organogram was given to the department to say was it given. And maybe we'll, I would love a response to that. What was it said and what is the issue? But on the issue of wasteful expenditure, I am a bit worried because the chair has also made a point, because at the end of the day, if there's nothing that is given in terms of receipts and all the accounting documents, you will continue to have the qualified report. It will be a qualified report, but also I've worked with most federations. They take advantage when they see that we are not running after an issue. They will continue the same pattern. So what steps are you going to take? What measures are you going to take? You know, to on that. You also report that the lottery fund. You have recovered the lottery fund, and I don't understand. Are you saying you were not given lottery funds for the past? It's a question. Past 2 years, and why was it so? Because we the act is clear about the lottery issues. Because I really don't understand what was the delay, what was the problem, what was it? On the report it says Chris Naidu is still receiving 50,000 from per month. Am I right? Per month. To date from boxing. For an organization that is struggling financially, I am not sure. Maybe you should clarify the committee or what is the 50,000 for. Maybe we're not up to date on this issue. Money, you were saying also the money from SARS. Let me get my house in order. Money from SARS, SRSA, for quarter ending June and September has not been received. Maybe we must find out from the department. Why? No. Ravin, Minister of Ravin will fight with me. Why? What is the delay for this? I want to understand that. Dr. Ngatang, you honestly, you said SASCOG at some stage when you were making the political overview. I would call it a political overview because we understand the. You said that SASCOG, if I got you correctly, does not treat you correctly, or they don't take you as part of SASCOG. Oh, what are the relations with SASCOG? Because I want to understand, because maybe I'll take it from there. What is happening? I think I am done. Thank you.
Tandi Ingu is Archie Uchinjalongo, Mr. Jonas. ABCT Tedang SASCOG soon out.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. McKenzie, I'm coming this way. Donald Lee and Kumbed Kora and ID Matua.
Thanks, Chairperson. You know, the problem when you have two of my colleagues speaking first and second, they've been looking at my notes. And Chairperson, it reminds me of an old story at a wedding. You know, when you go to a wedding and the best man stands up, the problem with being the best man is you can never prove it.
Copy can only copy. Let's clarify that.
Okay.
Can we take you back to Great Bend?
That would be a good idea, but I don't know if Grace has been looking this way as well. But just very quickly, I mean, my two colleagues have touched on it, but clearly when the department spoke to us 2 weeks ago. Support services, I mean, you know, they had to provide support for public entities, ordinary creation bodies. 97.830 million was provided for that program. Okay. Also, I think my comrade Sikker also said, you know, that 25.7 million was spent on three NGOs, 7.5 on two nameless entities to the rural benefit, to the rural guys benefit. Sorry, I'm repeating some of it, but when you look at a grant of 2 million, it puts into perspective that there's a problem. And we still haven't got an answer from the department whether there was actual any benefit that came out of these. Under the mass participation, there was 248, almost 249 million allocated. Again, this is supposed to be to develop champions in rural and urban areas. Yeah. I mean, has it happened? Has any of this money gone to BSA? Clearly not. Again, not supporting them as such. So I just want to say that I think that's something we should look at because that's like a big hiding. What really worries me, again, is the fruitless and wasteful expenditure, and we've spoken about it, but they're going through over 500,000 rand, Jeffers, just on penalties with SARS. 500,000 a year just in penalties. Interest accrued on VAT liability, interest and penalties on PAYE liability. Those are SARS expenditures. My question is, how much is the principal amount owing? Because it must be a huge amount for the interest and penalties to come to 500,000 a year. And my second point about it is they say they've engaged SARS. Well, if you have, what is the resolution? Because you need to sort this out pretty quickly, because this alone will bankrupt you. Thank you, Chairperson.
Donald.
Chapers, I don't want to go into the money matters anymore. You see, Boxing South Africa was formed for a specific reason, established. I was against Boxing South Africa, and I was right when I was against it. And the three reasons, Chairperson, four reasons really, was one, to see that we have a good administration in boxing, and we are going through the administration and the money affairs here. Secondly, it was about the exploitation of trainers, of promoters, and of the boxers. We wanted to protect those three entities or chapters. Now, you want to achieve that, Chairperson, that is why I want to concentrate on those aspects today, Chairperson. Because the Boxing South Africa went out to look for sponsorship. That is sponsorship to assist the boxers, the promoters, the trainers. They say that people, that they are reluctant to us to become involved. Now, it's obvious why they are reluctant. If the administration is not good, then I won't put my money there, Chairperson. It's as simple as that. You know, if I can't trust you, if things go missing, if you change CEOs or what CFOs or whatever, like you change underwear, Chairperson, then I won't get involved. No, I won't get involved, Chairperson. At the detriment of the sponsor of our boxers, our promoters, and our trainers, Chairperson. Now the big thing, Chairperson, as far as I'm concerned, on page 38 of your report, there under promoters, let's leave boxes, there's only one or two mentioned there, but there's only one promoter being mentioned there, and he's Bronco, or what's it called? Bronco Sports Production, Chairperson. Anyone mentioned. And his BE partner is a man called Baby Jake. He's involved there, Chairperson. But Baby Jake is being exploited, I'm telling you here today, Chairperson. He's being exploited. For all the money that comes in, for 5 years he got 200,000 rand, Chairperson. For 5 years, they got millions and he got 200,000 rand chairs over 5 years. You see these things, and somebody spoke about NGOs. Now I thought to myself, isn't this B, whatever he is, also an NGO where they are giving money to chairs? Perhaps this is also an NGO that's being given money.
Ooh.
And now I'm asking questions. We must respond. So, Chairperson, are we really helping boxing and boxers? We are enriching a few individual Chairperson, and especially one individual Chairperson.
He's running the show. He gets money from the Western Cape. He gets money from Northwest. And what I can't understand about Northwest is that they have no development there, Chairperson. They have no development. Look on page 39. But they have two title fights there. They have five international fights there.
Of this book,
Chairperson. They have no development, but they have, when it comes to international and national things, they feature heavily, Chairperson. And I, according to my information, Chairperson, there a lot of that money goes to Mr. Branko, Chairperson. It is Branko involved there. And therefore, am I asking questions or am I saying a few things, Chairperson? All I'm trying to point out, Chairperson, that in the process, we are starting to get the administration right, but on the other hand, the reasons why we have this box in South Africa, we are failing the boxers, we are failing our promoters, and we are failing the other one, the trainers. We are failing them, Jeffers.
But write those concerns down. So that members must ask questions. Cora.
Commissioner, I don't know whether really one should hammer boxing South Africa. You know, last year I was the one who dismissed them. Really. And I said that all these things which the AG has commended, nothing of that was met. Now, this interaction of this morning has highlighted a lot of things which I was not aware of. You see, Commissioner, I hear this thing of Comrade Ulanto Luisa saying this and that is going to be there. It's not going to be there if the situation is still like this. If the department does not come to the party, it's not going to change. And you see, now I'm pitying this DG because he found this thing in this mess. Now we say he must come and explain. I don't know what that man must explain. It can't be his ancestors will assist him. You see, we need to have time with the department and tell us why is boxing being treated as a stepchild. Really? Because to me, if I was Dr. Ngatana, for all these things which we have said to him, I would have packed my bags and gone a long time ago. Because it's issues of not his own making. It's issues with the department. The assistance from them. The chairperson say a letter just to respond to a letter takes 9 months.
And 9 months is very fast.
So Donald, I don't know in what mood are you today. So now many of the things which has been raised, but to me, this committee must today make recommendations. And these recommendations were not going to be popular for them. But you know, I've been unpopular for quite some time just because I can't do what these people are doing. So that's what I want to say, Comrade Chair. Thank you.
Thank you.
Very, very fundamental, God. But the baby, I don't know about that.
I'm not going to get it.
The DA is talking very, some other unparliamentary language. I don't know what is that.
No.
It's talking about baby Chen. Honorable Kuhn.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, there was this gesture a few months ago, fire the board. But maybe we must go further in saying fire the staff also. This is really a sad day, and I'm going to speak my mind. The CAF boxing South Africa is in the pit. And if we as Parliament is not going to do something, boxing South Africa will die a slow death. It is not nice to hear reports of this nature. Very rare that we as a committee have departments in front of us having such a report of this nature. I just want to go to a few pages on this report. I also hear that there will be some proactive measures, corrective statements, measures to be taken to rectify this concern. I'm taking note of that. But every time the same cakes have been baked in front of us as a committee, the same promises, but it does not yield the desired results. Page 57. The prior year audit findings have been substantially addressed. No. So how can we go forward if we did not even attempt to deal with the previous year's findings of the Auditor General? I would like to have an explanation on that as well. On page 49, it says that the audit committee did not perform its responsibilities because there was no internal audit function.
You must tell us where you read. This thing is numbered, and then I can see there. So please take us.
Okay, page 49.
Page 49.
Under the heading internal audit.
Not 57. You said 57.
No, I'm gone there a long time. Okay, let's go back. Page 57.
Must go up, please. You said you must go to page 49.
Oh, okay, let's go 49.
Let's go to 49. You can't go to 57 and go to 49. That you must be systematic.
Chairperson, I'm coming from the back side, from the back door.
Okay, where are you now?
Malema says you must shoot the dog. I'm saying I want to get to the owner first.
Okay, where is it?
Page 49.
49. Yes, we're in page 49.
Internal audit.
Yes.
The audit committee did not perform its responsibilities because there was no internal audit function. Contrary to what has been presented here, the second paragraph under the heading, the quality of the year, it stated that the audit committee was never provided with a quarterly report. Never provided with a quarterly report.
It is by the CEO.
Which is supposed to be prepared and is issued by the accounting officer. Contrary to what is presented here, that some reports was presented but late. Then I want to take you to a very interesting page that has been addressed also by the Honorable Donald Lee. Page 39. And I want us to read it together with page 12 and 13 of the chairperson's overview. Now, if you look at page 39, if we are serious about boxing, if you look at page 39, it has the potential to say to you that Boxing South Africa is some sort of a provincial-based organization. I don't know, when you look at Archie, who's so afraid to be locked up, he's from the Free State. A lot of activities is in the Free State. Does that imply that all other activities elsewhere where there is activities, some of the board members reside in their provinces? Looking to the Northern Cape, the Northwest, and further on, it is Great Limpopo and KwaZulu-Natal. But Chair, if you go to the chairperson's overview on page 13, it says that One of the men reads from the parliamentary sports, the second paragraph. Sports Portfolio Committee was to improve the participation of minority groups,
yes,
i.e. colors, Indians and whites. I don't know whose portfolio committee was this, because I definitely not fall under the minority groups. Then it says, one of the mandates from the parliamentary sports portfolio committee was to improve participation on the minority groups. Now I want to have explanation. If you talk about minority groups and also of your year planning, coming to the so-called colors, comrade chair, if I may, the Northern Cape, most of its residents in the Northern Cape, it's colored. Now my question is, has this achievement, has it been reached by the boxing South Africa? How serious are they with boxing? If you look at KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, no development. So I want to challenge it. I want to challenge it. The CEO has mentioned a turnaround strategy. There's problems within Boxing South Africa when it comes to their finance. Now, this turnaround strategy obviously must go in line with a budget. And today, no budget has been given to us in terms of their challenges to go to their provinces. It's nice to fly to the Premier and have discussions with him. But we would like to know, where does Boxing South Africa, or what is their view to get money, and from who and from where? So again, back to the cake baking. The same cake has been baked. There's a lot of challenges, and together with this, a lot of expenditures that needs to be occur. How is Boxing South Africa is going to get to Limpopo, to Mpumalanga, to the Northwest Province, to Northern Cape, to help with development while they undergo a very serious threat in as far as their financial power or strength is concerned? Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, I want to, before Mr. Tengatan, I'm sure you have kept all the questions. I want to say to Honorable Matua, that instruction was given by this committee in the last term of the year, that we grew up knowing the Hammerfall Brach, Jericho Tsie, and many of those. And there was fire when those country young people were playing. And we asked Boxing South Africa, if sports is a catalyst for unity and nation building, where our own white counterparts and colors who used to be formidable in this arena? That's not something that was decided where you're not around, yes. But we took that decision last year. And when you walk in and they give us a report on that decision, it is what we said to them. You must go to the minority communities, which, of course, I can vouch. I've seen number of young white people coming in there, playing there, very excellent. So you must not be ashamed of that decision that you said you must go and take. But what you should do, you must go to the Northern Cape, to the colored community, and go and check whether you cannot increase the bar. But don't be apologetic about that mandate that we have given you as a committee. But the challenge is that one of the Northern Cape, that you have to go and see what is happening in the Northern Cape. Yes, Loiso, I'm sure you're just saying this. From there, we must eat, and then Dr. Ngatan will answer thereafter.
Thank you.
No, wait first.
Thank you, Chair.
Yes.
I just wanted to respond to the last question, especially
many questions.
Provincial activity
and the food is outside
and development.
Yeah.
What must be clear here is that Boxing South Africa facilitates and creates the opportunities, but they have got.
Are you answering questions?
Yes.
No. Don't answer questions.
Oh, must I go with that?
No, wait. I will tell you at the time when you have to answer questions. I thought maybe you are saying something around the issue of the minority. Leave that question.
Okay.
Yeah, leave that question. Okay. The only person that I'm going to allow to say something is the department. From there, the food is getting cold outside there, and then you must eat, and then we'll come back. Yes, Noma.
Thank you, Chairperson and honorable members.
There was a question raised on the allocation of budget by the department as well as the support or questionable support given or not given to Boxing South Africa. I'll start with the budget allocation. In the annual report of the department, it is reflected that Love Life receives 27 million. And that 27 million comes directly from Treasury. The department is more or less like a post office. And discussions have been on between the department and Treasury. Treasury was clear in telling the department that even if the department would write and request that the money be not transferred to the sport, the department will not get that amount which has been earmarked for Love Life. So what the department did was to ensure that the programs of Love Life address the objectives or the strategy of the National Department of Sport and Recreation. Because Love Life programs are 90 to 100% geared towards school-going children, the department has invited Love Life to be part of the strategic planning workshop scheduled for the 22nd and 23rd November, so that, as well as the provinces, because these programs are implemented at the provinces, so that we integrate our planning. And the other NGO that gets money is SCORE, because its programs address the objectives of the department, specifically addressing the rural communities and youth. And the other NGO is Sports Trust, which gave a presentation to this committee. In terms of the entities in the reported year, SAFE received about 5.6 million and Boxing received about 1.9 million. Again, those amounts are determined by National Treasury. And as reported by Boxing South Africa crying for more money, the department facilitated a meeting between Treasury, the funding section of Treasury, and Boxing South Africa. That was when the now departed CEO came into the office, for Boxing South Africa to present their case directly to Treasury, as well as for Treasury to advise Boxing South Africa on what and how to present their facts, which would be deliberated by the budget committee, which falls within the ambit of National Treasury. Over and above the support services given by the department, the acting CEO in his presentation did mention the support services that are rendered by the department to Boxing SA in one of his slides. I can't remember which slide it was. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honourable members, the food outside there is the finger food, it's not sitting lunch, and everybody is invited to have something there. In 20 minutes time we'll be back, because it's just a finger food here. Thank you very much.
So just be careful that time and again when you raise other issues, don't think of other things. And because I got a formal complaint that I'm closing other people outside, and then the only person that I'm giving is Tsuka, because he's here next to me. So I from time to time I'm going to take my eyes look that side, so that at least other people must have the right to speak there. Tsuka, I'm not noting you at all. Put your hands down. No, it's no point of order. But who's making noise at the back there?
No, it's not grace. Okay. Cora, Sinega Abanta, before you answer, we not the box in South Africa. Abanta, I don't know if you can give me a
thing. Thank you, Chairperson. thank you, Chairperson. I think the queries, I mean the concerns that have been raised by the members of this organization, we really appreciate them, and I believe in that process with the department we'll be able to can look through them. Just to give a simple framework as to how boxing South Africa, boxing, professional boxing works in South Africa, which I think sometimes will help clarify some of the issues, is that boxing as professional boxing as an entity, Boxing South Africa, cannot run an event itself. What Boxing South Africa can do, it can facilitate that event. Make an example of soccer or cricket or something, where the ruling body is the one that can set up the events, that on such a day there will be such a tournament, on such a day there will be such a tournament. This is different from boxing, professional boxing. That is possible with the amateurs, SANABO, where they can say, on such a date we will have this tournament, on such a date we will have this tournament. So in relation to professional, we have seeded that, according to the Act, we have seeded that activity to our promoters to set up those events. So those events are not regular and they're not as frequent as we would like them to, because they are solely dependent on those promoters. And also the other important thing is that the location of those events are not under our jurisdiction. It's under the jurisdiction of a promoter to say, I will be putting up this tournament at such a place. So what the Act says to us is that we must, once the promoter has given us the application for the date and the venue, we can only suggest some things, but at the end of the day, it is it being a business, because professional boxing promoters, it is a business, and sometimes it's impossible for us to get involved in the nitty gritty. Now, that's why you'll find that there's discrepancy in terms of a tournaments in Limpopo, tournaments. It's not because of us. We would like them to be spread, but we cannot, because that depended on the function of the promoters themselves. Now, there was an issue raised about Mr. Branko Milankovic. There was an issue. This issue, people have to understand in the sense that what you're seeing is in boxing is an activity through television. Now, each promoter gets dates from television where they will set up this tournament, and how it works is that a promoter comes in with a program to say, on such a day I would like to have these people fight for this title or something. Then the SABC say, we will buy the rights to broadcast that tournament, and once they say we will buy the rights, they will give the promoter the money to run, or they come to an agreement of how much they want to pay to buy the rights of that tournament. So the way it has happened is that the promoters have been called to present their stories to SABC, and for the wisdom or otherwise of SABC, Mr. Milankovic seems to be having more dates than more dates than maybe other promoters. But part of the mandate apparently from SABC is that with all those promoters, that those dates that he has to deal with what you call up-and-coming promoters. Now, that is a business entity that SABC, at a certain stage, is SABC and the promoters on their business. Now, on the issue of Matlala and Branko, they came to us. We were not part of their discussion before. They came to us that we are now a company. We are now a company, and he's got this shares, he's got this shares, and we are running this company as most of our promoters, some of them are running them as companies, but they are registered as either CCs or as companies. So they are in a business agreement with them. So they come there for whatever. So it was difficult for any one of us to can intervene in that situation, because each one of them had his own lawyers, whatever, wherever they came to us when everything has been dealt with. And we never knew about any other problem that they have until they said they were splitting. So we never knew if anyone got how much money, They've never declared to us as Boxing South Africa. So it is difficult for us to say that he was exploited or not exploited, because we don't know how much money he was getting as the time went on, because they were always together. So for us as Boxing South Africa, we cannot, it's going to be impossible for us to be accused to say we have not protected him, because he never came to us to ask for protection, to say, this is the situation I'm in, can you help us? We only read about it, like, and we called him after we read about it in the paper. We called him and said, what is happening? That's when he told us, no, I'm splitting with this man and so on. But we never knew. So it was a business deal that they have, which was legal according to them. It was, they have contracts with each other, and at a point in time, there's nothing we can do in terms of resolving that, except to see if there's any criminal or otherwise activity in that manner that we can help Maslala with, if he does wish us to get involved in that aspect. Now, in terms of development, there's always a balance that we have to do in Boxing South Africa. As you know, the issue of development basically rests, in terms of boxing, rests with the amateurs. It is their cradle to do. But as part of us wanting to make sure that we increase the sport, we had this discussion in this very that how can we be able to. So that's why we have to create a balance between the development that we're doing without infringing on the turf of SANABU, which is an amateur situation. So that's the balance that we have to try and see. So we have that type of discussion that we will have, as mandated by the Act, that we should have a relationship with SANABU. So that's why we are at a stage where we can talk. But in terms of developing, we can develop them in terms of their skills and things. But we try to get our promoters to get involved. Like as Mr. MJ has said earlier on, in terms of women boxing, we had to try and, you know, coerce or enhance our promoters to involve women boxing, because they were not interested in it. We had to make certain something attractive, give them ask SABC to give them more money, or Super Sports to give them more money if they put a bout on of female boxing, and especially on a women's day thing, we try and get SABC and Super Sports to capture that, so that we can increase the stake, because we cannot enforce them to have those people in there, but we can be able to do that as enabled by the Boxing Act and the Act and the law itself, in terms of the Act of Participation and the Act of the Constitution, in terms of freedom of association and other things. So we have to always tread lightly, so that we don't end up. But we it's an ongoing process that we are trying to do as asked by our chairperson, and I think we'll always maintain. That in that it is a good nation building aspect that as boxing will be able to do. Now, in terms of the sponsorship, I think there's a misconception that because of the negative aspect that's coming out of boxing, sponsors are not there. Sponsors, when we approach them, all they ask us is that if we give you this money, what do you give us as a company or as a brand? And now, if we give you 2 million, are you guaranteeing that every week we will be flighted on TV? We cannot guarantee that, because as I said earlier on, the events are not put up by Boxing South Africa. The only event that we put up as Boxing South Africa is the Baby Champ, which is also we try to not to compete, because once you do that, you might end up becoming like a promoter, which means you are already competing with your own licensees. So it is that balance. So the reason why the sponsors are not coming in is mainly because we cannot guarantee they are flighting every time or in the frequency with which they would like. If you remember the sponsorship of Vodacom that we started with, Vodacom, there was a misconception that Vodacom brought in 27 million in boxing. In actual fact, it's not true. What happened is Vodacom brought in 27 million divided in three parts. There was 9 million for every year. Now, 1 million for each year went to Boxing South Africa. The rest went to the broadcast, to SABC and SuperSport. So the conception, the misconception is that 27 million had come to boxing, and people thought boxing had money. It was, that was not the fact, the rest of it. So in that regard, Chairperson, I hope all the queries that have been raised, I've given it in a nutshell, and we will be in continuous discussion with the department, and I think with your guidance we'll always be in touch with you, as I will always do for the discussion, and I thank you for all the time that you've given us to present our story.
Honourable members, is there a question that has been forgotten? Yes, Suka? Kora? Wait, Suka, wait. Kora. I said I'm looking that side. Yes, Kora?
Thank you. This is not to Boxing South Africa Committee. It's to the department. Can I?
Yes.
Mr. Noma said earlier that Treasury has given last life this 20-something million. Now, I want to ask the question, does Treasury break down this amount goes to that? Is it not the duty of the department to land? I just want to clarify that.
Is there anybody who wants to take a question? Yes, Suka, go ahead.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, I must appreciate the responses that we received from Boxing South Africa. But surely the matters are deeper than what we're discussing here. But coming closer to the issues that I raised, the impact of sub-program 2 to boxing, I'm not satisfied in the manner in which it was responded to. Especially when you listen to Ula's life getting 26 million, score, no sports, trust, and so on. Because I don't know what is this, Chairperson, you must call me in Kambi, it's the first time I'm exposed at this level. Swimming, I want to make a comparison. It's a small elite group getting 1.6. Boxing, very vast in terms of numbers, and getting almost the same, 1.9. I don't know what is the logic. And secondly, director, when she was giving explanation, the reason why I'm saying I'm not happy, because she says that Utrezo is the one who's giving money, hence to arrive at that 1.9. And I say no. She must go further than that. Because to me, you first develop a business plan and have your own analysis, your needs analysis in terms of your line function. Once you've got that, you submit that to Treasury as a department. And how you allocate the funds from the take depends on the department, not from Treasury. So I'm saying I'm not happy. It means, Chairperson, you can't give also, because I was not aware that Ulife, I think you do have a responsibility to call her. You can't give such an entity 25 million, and there's no way you can't make a follow-up, and make a follow-up on a 1.9 million. It's not on chest. So I'm saying we need to call Love Life to come and explain what programs are they dealing with, where are they, because we are living in constituencies, and as such would want to get more than what we're told here. Thank you, Chair.
Yes, Archie.
Chairperson, thank you. Next time, Chairperson, a person says, I'm doing this in the interest of a boxer. Look at him, Emma Crane. and then 5 minutes down the line, ask the same question. And then now he will be saying, or she'll be saying, I mean, I was okay, we'll talk that about that next time. They always say they're doing it for the sake of the boxer, but now this is for, as the chairperson has said, his business. Let me pass there. Secondly, I'm excited that now the question of SABC has come to the fore, of which I think and hope that this committee, I know it will follow that up. For example, part of the suspensions that were SABC may not directly touch us, but they do, if you make a follow-up to those suspensions. But now, I'm just saying, I know this committee will follow that up. Now, what I'm to respond on, the issue of SASCOC. On our arrival as a boxing commission, which was to go and is still to go for the third term, I mean for the third year, we applied. So we applied to the SASCOC that we need to be members. Because now a lot of issues have been happening, but as BSA we were not contributing or saying anything. Now this is almost about a year and 3 months or so. Now last week, 2 weeks ago, I requested the acting CEO to say, acting CEO, what is our, can you make a follow up as to what has happened? And this CEO says to me, no, though the letter is still coming, they say we cannot be members of SASCOC due to the fact that they will be having a sea of boxing organizations. They are at this stage comfortable with Sanabo, which is amateurish. But now I still maintain that now we'll get the letter. It cannot be true. That is why up to today we cannot be, they cannot, without any reason, give us reason why we cannot be members. We don't know the agenda. Thank you.
My colleague, maybe the office has not brought the letter. Just I think a few days ago, there was a correspondence from SASCOC saying that if you want membership, I think the members will get a copy. If we want to be members of SASCOC, we should affiliate through SANAM. It's a very short note, and that's how they dealt with our application. So I think that's exactly what it says, is that if we want to become members of SASCOC, we should affiliate, apply through SANABO, because they cannot have two boxing organizations represented in the
Dr. Hadan, I think you're a doctor, well knowledgeable, I know. When you check the Sports Act says SASCOC has to do with high performance, which is a professional level. And boxing South Africa is high performance, is high, is professional. I don't understand that, but it's fine. We will hear on what basis are they saying an amateur, you as professional, you must go and affiliate with the amateur.
Where is Bergwa?
Yes, yes, Donald.
If you look at the program that you have, you do development too. Now, I suppose those development people are amateur people.
Yeah.
If they're not professional, then they... sorry? Are you talking about professionals only? Then I'm sorry. I thought... we talk about development in our sense. It is a...
Mr. McKenzie?
Chairperson, thank you. I have to go fairly shortly, but I just want to say that, as I see it, there are four things that need to be done. This is just a statement, not a question. I think that through your office as a CFO is absolutely crucial. We heard comments about quarterly reports not being done, tax returns not being done, that PAYE, that's a CFO's job. You know, he needs to head that department. Secondly, I think SARS needs to get cleared up very quickly, paid off. Three, there needs to be some extra funding, and finally, we've just got to cut the fat on this wasteful expenditure. And I think we've learned something. There's two sides to every story here. Thanks, Jim.
Dr. Ngata, take the last bite, and then I'm wrapping up now.
Okay. I just like to make one. I have not even yet discussed it with my colleagues because I've been away to a boxing, international boxing. There's a request that's coming to us from African Boxing Union, which I think you'll maybe later about it. They would like to hold their meetings with the officials and things in South Africa. So I was just reminded as an outsider, I received an SMS from Tunisia from this matter. So I was still discussing. So I was just saying I'm taking this opportunity to inform that this will be coming to you, and once we discuss all the details with my colleagues. And thank you, Chairperson.
Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Ngatan, the Chair of Boxing. Dr. Ngatan, you have a responsibility of the development of the African continent. South Africa must not, when it is a power force today, and forget who were the people who helped South Africa yesterday. That responsibility of helping our own African people, if they come and ask help from you, you must do that with open arms. Because I think you and I, and many others, knows what the African continent has done to us. To be a country today. We're the last to achieve our freedom to all the African continent, but at least today we are on our own. We can be able to stand on our own. We can say anything that we want to say on our own without asking anybody anything. So I think it's something that we feel it is a responsibility of our country, and therefore you must input to that responsibility of the country to build our own African agenda. I want to say to you, Boxing South Africa, I don't know what is okay, Ms. McKenzie, what is the sanctioning fee cost? How much is a sanctioning fee? I want to check that, because I've heard Louisa speaking about 5% of the television rights and what, but I want to check. What is a simple base line amount that you are charging for people to do a tournament? But you see, Nomakepo, I think we must agree with the department that for the promotion of the female sports people, it's not an option. It is not an option at all. If Boxing South Africa has taken an initiative to have Otenge and all these others, I think that initiative of Boxing South Africa has to be acknowledged. But in as far as the mass participation is concerned and many other things to unearth the talent and a deliberate fund for the women's promotion, something that in this country is a little bit lacking. I think we have to pick this thing up on behalf of these women. As men, we must begin to talk about this thing. When you look at the South African Football Association, if Sanlam closes the door, there is nothing that comes to them. And yet they are playing at the same level as the only federation that is almost right. Or maybe it's because it's predominantly white. It's hockey. It's fine, it's sustainable and all that. And it can't be the case, the argument in our country today, that all what is white is good. It can't be the argument today. I think, Noma, we must ask from the department in the next time a clear program that is talking to Boxing South Africa program in the development of women boxers as they are already existing. How do we sustain what has already been put in place by in South Africa. I know the department doesn't like books in South Africa, but you have an obligation to make sure that Inaziga books in South Africa, especially on the women's side, is able to wake up and be able to be counted as one sector that develops women boxers. So that is one thing that I wanted to say. You see, Dr. Ngatani, these things are so heavy. When you check the 346 million and then no documents, it says that, no documents. It means later that money has to be written off, because I don't think for now and even in the future you will ever receive those documents for you to substantiate your claim to the Auditor General. And the only thing that we have done this time, the Auditor General has been with us in the department's presentation. So with you, we didn't ask him to bring a person who's dealing with boxing, because we were going to ask him, this amount of money will never be recovered, or the document will never be. In fact, it's not the money that has been paid to people. It's the money that is there that's supposed to be paid to people, and that this document will never be obtained in any way. So what to do about this thing? So that the Auditor General must tell Loiso from here with the department, what should they do in making sure that 346,000 is no more existing. But in our report to Parliament, we'll tell them that the 346,000 million, where there are no documents, it has been something that has been coming for the past 4 years. It will never be obtained, and therefore we want the Auditor General to recommend something around that, because you'll never get it. It has been here for some time, and then it will continue. And it is the only thing that is going to cause a disclaimer for you all the time. The 400 million loss, I didn't get it, the 4 million loss, I don't want to accept it that it's just a loss. I don't understand what is it, because it's a huge amount of money. You have no mitigation to say the 4 million loss and then must go and what makes the 4 million just to be lost? The 1 million fruitless expenditure. If it's a fruitless expenditure, it means Boxing South Africa has organized an event and that event collapses, and then just like the marquee when Bush arrived in Germany, in France, is it France or Germany? In Beijing, when the department has paid 16 million and then the whole thing collapsed, and then that was fruitless expenditure. And then now this one of the fruitless expenditure, I want us to leave this meeting clearly and say the fruitless expenditure were incurred clearly now on what was happening, and then how are we going to recover that money. On the 4 million loss, what is happening, and then how are we going to recover that, so that we understand, so that tomorrow in our argument around this thing we must have a better argument, because you have informed us better. The last point, after you have presented the two facts, and then I'm going to close the meeting. I'm not going to entertain any questions, and I'm looking at Cora there. I'm not going to ask him. The last point is that the Auditor General has informed us when we met with him, because our query with the Auditor General, in as far as Boxing is concerned, was that Auditor General, how in a small entity that gets 2 million, when you go and audit his books, their books, you charge them the same as the Department of Education,
yes,
the same as the Department of Trade and Industry, the same as any other department? Then the Auditor General concede. I can confidently tell you, concede in front of the member, said that no, Chairperson, we are quite aware of that. Our way of auditing, in particular Boxing South Africa, is going to change. We are going to take the size of the Boxing South Africa, and then the amount that they are receiving, and we are going to charge them on those basis, not on the old method of the Auditor General, that for as long as we have called for documents in an entity, doesn't matter how big or small it is, you must pay down 1 million rand. So I'm sure that is going to help you a little bit as soon as they know what to charge you and what not to charge you. But we said to them, I think it's unfair, but they were ready to accept that Yes, they were aware of it and they work on it, and then in the next financial year, it is not going to be one size fits all. Yes, I want you to respond on the two things now.
Thank you, Chair. The sanctioning fees, that is the amount of money we get from the tournaments when a promoter organizes a tournament. So the bigger the event, the better for us. And at the same time, if there is television, there is much, much more. And this is the amount in the end that we're able right through the year to run Boxing South Africa with. And without this amount, we would have collapsed. From the gate.
The bigger the event, the bigger the amount.
The bigger the amount.
What percentage are you talking about?
From the gate taking,
yes,
we get 5%.
Okay.
From sponsorship, we get 5%. From the broadcast, live broadcast, we get 10%. Yeah.
On the previous expenditure, it might be unavoidable, because if you remember, we had a situation in the Krish Naidu where there was legal problem which could not get out of it. We ended up having to have a settlement that he agreed on. The reason why every month we got to 50, because we had to break the, because of our financial situation, which he was understanding that he was not going to demand all the money, that we understood our situation, that he would take it in. Sometimes we miss the payments because of our situation, but he's understanding that we would give them that. That's how it follows. And the other part of it was there were two staff members which we did not even know about it, were dismissed by the CEO, who took the CEO to a CCMA or something, a book inside of CCMA, and they were paid out the amount. That's how it came out to be. Under fruitless expenditure.
But doctor, how is it called a fruitless expenditure? If there is a litigation in the department and the court rules for the department that Krish Naidu must be paid a certain amount of money, how is it amounting to fruitless expenditure?
Well,
now if people have gone to the CCMA and then the Boxing South Africa has to remunerate those people because it's a labor law dispensation, how it becomes a fruitless expenditure? I just want you to understand.
Well, that's why we maybe Telefani, having been with the Auditor General, can understand how they came up with this.
Thank you. When we say we have fruitless and wasteful expenditure, in a layman's language, it means this is the expenditure that could have been avoided. So if you have an employee and you've dismissed that employee, or it was unfair dismissal at the court, that means you should have not dismissed the employee in the first place. Therefore, it should have been avoided. Therefore, if you pay for that, that will be fruitless. All legal costs incurred in the process will be regarded as fruitless and wasteful.
No, then it's correct. Then it's correct. And that is what is going to happen with SAFCOC. Because it goes there and dismiss the workers at Athletic South Africa. They will go to court and SAFCOC has to pay them. It's correct. Because you can't, when you could have avoided an issue of the labor relations and then you've done that. No, I understand that. But the problem, the dilemma is, the CEO has made that mistake, but it is with you now. It means there's nothing that you can do. The money cannot be recovered from you. Unless you are saying you are going to recover this money from the person who have made an error of judgment for you to recover that and clear of this 4 million. I think the gentleman there dealing with the market fundamentalist will tell you that I'm sure for it to clear, to be cleared, it's either it has to be recovered because it's a fruitless expenditure or something. What should happen about this?
Chair, in this regard, it's very unfortunate that this cannot be recovered. This could only be recovered in the case where the employee was fairly dismissed. Therefore, all legal costs incurred in the process would be recovered from the employee. But in this regard, I can tell you, there's no way that this will be recovered.
But we want it to go away from our books.
What is going to happen is, in the next financial year, which is 09-10, this fruitless and wasteful expenditure are not going to appear in the financial statements because they've only occurred or have been incurred in 2008-09 financial year. Therefore, in the current year, which is 2009-10, Boxing SA is not going to have fruitless and wasteful expenditure. However, there is a part which reads interest accrued on VAT liability, interest and penalty on KE liability. On that one, I cannot vote because that will be dependent on the correspondence that we're going to have with SAS. But I can say negotiations are underway. We are just waiting for the final resolutions as to how we are going to pay them. Again, if SARS say we are going to pay them on accrual basis, meaning the tax that is due this year will be paid in the next financial year, that means this will also need not be included in fruitless and wasteful expenditure. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Dr. Ngatan, there are no many issues here for disclaimer. It's far better than the whole 7 years report from the auditor general. Far better than the 7 years. 7 years ago, this time, I would have been tired or kilelele kile like the other day. I would have been tired or he said, no, amban mananias lenite tired. But it's far better than that time now. And you have very little issues there which can be handled and all that. But if from now Uloyis keep the records and keep everything, I can tell you it's going to emerge out of the financial year having a far better audit report than this one.
Just give us 2 months, 2010, you see.
So, but all the same, thank you very much for coming. And we've heard you. One thing that I really want to tell you, it was a pain for me to hear you for the first time in 10 years. I've never heard you saying these things that you said today about my department or our department and the ministry collectively. I think there must be something that has to be done on relations, on working relations, on many other things. The department has to have a lot of work. It's inconceivable to anybody that you put people there and then you meet them once after 3 years. It's inconceivable. I've never seen such a thing. You have a child there. You don't even ask him at the end of the year that what did the portfolio committee said about those things. It's only Lindy who's reporting about what the portfolio committee said and all that. I do not think that it should be on the sideline, the issue of the leadership in boxing that has to interact with the minister and the department collectively in a man-to-man or man-to-woman, before Tandi had a designation, in a man-to-woman type of a relationship. So it's something that we will raise also with the minister and say, but it is not right. But you are not the only first entity. This morning, when I arrived in my office, I got a letter that says, Chairperson, since I was elected as the president of rugby, up until today, we're going to the elections now. We've never, except after the election, and discuss with the minister and sit and discuss with the minister. Now, I don't know what the department is discussing with you. Athletics South Africa, the department doesn't even want to see them. And Boxing South Africa, the department doesn't want to see them. And then I don't know who is this person who's friendly to the department that the department wants to see. I don't know who is that person. But all the same, comrades, it's fine. No,
No. Norma, really, it's like an improve interaction as they know some of these federations as they call cattle, as Kabulanga completely. So my guess is few cases improve, the right. But actually goes to the Free State and then Dr. Ngatani and the other one goes to KwaZulu-Natal. Thank you for coming, gentlemen, again. We appreciate as a committee your coming and then the meeting is adjourned. Comrades, the committee.